First of all, just to welcome everybody as we begin. In terms of the schedule, so Rav Schechter is going to be speaking next week. I think
1:30?
I think we said 3:30. Because he gives the fourth year halacha lemaisa. I think usually that happens in the beginning of the year. So I'm pretty sure, I think we said 3:30, and the Mar Makom was to follow. Then after Yom Tov, I think the first Thursday after Yom Tov is like the day after, so I think that's not a good idea. People are going to prepare. So the one after that, Rav Willig will speak. And then what I'm going to do today is really a two-part, probably more, but we'll get it in two parts. I'll try to make the larger part, if I can, the one after, so we won't keep everybody too long. I know I say that every single year, and every year I seem to go longer. But I really will, since it's Erev, you know, it's close to Rosh Hashanah, and I know people are Osek and, you know, preparation, so we'll try to be sensitive to that and not take too long today. So that's the schedule. And then I think the week after that, so already several weeks after back, we should really start, you know, the Chevra call. I think David's already called the first one, right? Right?
Around
that time. So I think that's okay. That's not the first Thursday back. Not the second, not the third, be the fourth. So I think Chayecha Kodman, right? Like, what a thing to speak about, Chayecha Kodman. So that, and then everybody else should start thinking of anybody who wants, you know, to consult about topics. There are a lot of good topics. And, you know, hopefully the Limbod will get underway and we'll try to keep a pretty good pace. Again, as I mentioned last week, I think the original idea was to do Ezor Neshach and Hazav. So we should try to, you know, do Ezu Neshach, I guess, in the first half year, if possible. Probably take a little longer, I imagine. And then follow up with Hazav. Okay. So for today, I, again, tried always in the beginning to do something that is introductory. And this is obviously lends itself to an introductory type of shir. So what I really want to do is speak about Ribbis Doraisa and speak about some of the perspectives that, you know, are I think, relevant to it and meaningful, and that will help us with other topics as well. So the, as I say, this is intended to be a two-parter because it's all over the parak, obviously. There are a lot of, I think, direct issues. Mostly I want to focus today about the question of Ribbis Katsutza Yotza B'dayanim and Mechila and Tviya, and things that have to do more directly with the question whether or not we view Ribbis as a form of Gezel or as a form of Tzedakah. Maybe those are two extremes, or some sort of Chovas Nesina, and the, I think, nuances of each of those approaches, especially the idea that some of them, at least the idea of pure Gezel, is a little bit difficult to understand in terms of our general perspective on Gezel is. So what I'd like to try to do is try to show where the Rishonim discuss this question, and then try to also establish that we need to adjust a little bit from the clearest formulations that Ribbis is either pure Gezel or has absolutely nothing to do with the Lov at all, perspectives that we find clearly in discussions, but I think the overall fitting in all of the evidence together implies that Ribbis is a much more nuanced, either a form of Gezel or something bordering on Gezel. And what I'd like to try to do today is just go through some of the structural questions and then those specifics. And then when I get my second turn, I'm going to try to fill in a lot of the peripheral things. So let me just present the problem as we know it, but formulate it anyway. First of all, let's, on a Hashkafa point of view, maybe we'll get back to that in the end, it's a pre-Rosh Hashanah a minute, but, you know, it's a fascinating thing that, you know, the Jews' halacha's perspective on Ribbis has, you know, had a very enormous impact on the image of Jews and Viahadus, you know, in the world. In the non-Jewish world, a very negative image, as we know. Shylock, you know, in Shakespeare, and Fagin, and you know, in Dickens, you know, just are indicative. There weren't Jews mostly in England in that period, which makes the stereotype, and this is not my horror, everybody makes this point, even more powerful. The idea of Jews as a greedy, grasping, you know, a people, which is, you know, very, very important dimension of the anti-Semitic literature, is very much focused on the idea that there's an isaribis between Jews, and that there's a hantaribis between Jews and non-Jews, an issue which the Ramban, we'll talk about in a minute, addresses directly in his Perush al HaTorah. But the point that I want to make just at the outset, and then I'll come back to it maybe for a couple of minutes in the end, is that, of course, that's an incredible irony, because a proper understanding of the nature, of the character of the Isaribis, if anything, really highlights the theme of Lifnim Mishuras Hadin and Chesed, and the degree to which Jews really pioneered the notion that there can be, you know, a concept like Chesed and Tzedakah, and, you know, that it can transcend, you know, just voluntarism. Of course, it has voluntaristic, you know, roots and anchors, but that it really can be legislated, and one of the themes I'm going to try to develop, it can be transformed into legal obligations. If Ribis Ketutzah is Yotze B'dayanim, and we understand what Ribis really is, then it's a testament to the idea of lechatchila and the extraordinary sense of ava and achva, you know, that that is possible between human beings. The fact that it's this extraordinary measure is limited to Jews, you know, is not tamua. The fact that it applies to Jews is what's tamua. So it's just a cruel irony that dafka, the area in which you know, Kedushas Yisrael, if you will, is actually manifest in a very dramatic way, has been, you know, negatively, you know, exploited by cynical people, and maybe I'll explain what I mean better if we have a couple of minutes towards the end. The problem of Ribis is clear. Ribis is an enormously mechudash din. Its very essence is mechudash. I mentioned last week, I had another agenda then. I was trying to make a distinction between different types of halacha lemaisa chaburas. But I just mentioned Derech Agav that, you know, the idea of having access to credit, the idea that money makes money, is just a basic accepted rule in commerce, you know, for all times, as far as I know. So the idea of ribis, of taking interest, the person who access to money should be able to profit from the money, from his having amassed that capital, because capital is what greases you know, markets, that notion is not particularly nefarious or pernicious. And the idea that there is an isaribis between Jews is either challenges that, you know, the legitimacy of that notion of capitalism, which may be one aspect too, but we're not going to speak about this week. That we'll speak about maybe the next time. But it certainly establishes ribis as a very big chiddush. The fact that it's beratzon halove, obviously, and we have to assess, we'll get to in a few minutes, whether or not it only has it's only the illusion of Ratzon Halove. Maybe part of the real understanding of Ribis is that the Halove is coerced, financially coerced, you know, by the pressure of either keeping up with the Joneses or putting, you know, Kedei Chayav on his table. So, you know, he's Shalotinol Delos Bifnei Lavin, he's Zakuk to the Malve, and maybe our perspective is wrong, but on the surface at least, we'll discuss that. It seems like the Lova is a willing partner in Ribis, and therefore the idea that there's an Iser, the idea that anything in Dine Mominus, where we normally say Masa Masha Kosa B'Torah Tanai Kayam, and here we dafka created a Din Torah, you know, that seems antithetical to just simple agreement, is a very surprising, very striking. With respect to Yosher, with respect to the institution of Mechila, Masla Mashakasa B'Tanai Mamon, as I say, all of these things make Ribis a very big chiddush. Moreover, the fact that the Love also violates is, of course, even more striking. We'll get back to that in a minute. Despite the chiddush of Ribis, or maybe because of the chiddush of Ribis, so it is ubiquitous. We find it many times. Torah speaks has three parshios at least. We'll speak about those. I don't know if I have a chumash here, but three parshios that we know of in Shmos and Mishpatim, in Bahar and Vayikra, and in Dvarim Chav Gimel. The Torah speaks about ribis. It seems to repeat the psukim. Not only that, but as we know, there are numerous isurim involved. The Gemara counts them. The Rambam codifies them. Whenever you have multiple isurim, The Rambam himself already tells us in Sefer Mitzvos, and other Rishonim repeated, the Chinuch and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos. It could either be because of the importance, the Chomer Hadavar. In some cases, it could be exactly the opposite. If you have a very big Chiddush, or something which people are usually makel on, or they don't appreciate either that it's Osur or the significance of its Isur. So it's a form of education in some cases, or overcompensation if it really is a davar kal, but it needs further reinforcement. We have multiple isurim. But in the case of ribbis, the impression is that this isn't, it's a big kiddush, there really shouldn't be an isur ribbis, and therefore we need to emphasize it again and again. If you look at the language of the psukim and the contexts, and actually especially some of the psukim not in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, but in Nevi'im and Ksuvim and Yecheskel in particular, so the impression you get is that ribbis really is al pidin, a really chamor, undermining iser. And halachically and hashkafically, that's important. The number, the expansion of ribbis to include not only the lovev, which we have to talk a lot about, mostly next time, but a little bit this time, arev and edim and sofer. Unless you assume these things are just kind of an expanded lifnei ver lesitein michshol, which is very possible, we'll discuss those gemaras next time. But even then, you wonder why you need particular misayei aladei avera or lifnei ver lesitein michshol type isurim dafka for ribbis when you don't have them in other contexts. You could say again because it's a chiddush and it needs reinforcing. It's definitely one of the models. But it sounds like once we understand better what the Chiddush HaTorah is and what the aspiration for Klal Yisrael is on the basis of the Yisur Ribbis, and this is a very, very important Hashkafic point, once that is true, it's not a small thing, it's an enormous thing. It's really something which highlights Kiddushas Yisrael in a very basic way. So this thing which objectively is hard to understand and seems like it's just very supererogatory, very lechatchila, very lifnei mishuras hadin, ends up being like a litmus test in really being committed to a certain way of life. That's where I'm going with this. And that for the chomer hadavar, the repeated, the expansion, etc., is a way of saying there's a lot at stake in Isur Ribbis, perhaps. I say specifically the Isur of the Loveh, because the Loveh seems like obviously he's the victim. He's the one who's being protected. That's the superficial or initial and maybe only superficial reading. So the question is, how could he be part of all of this? Is it a kind of, again, lifnei ver lesitein michshol, we're protecting the malva? Is it that we're protecting the lova, from himself? Again, because he, under pressure is acceding to something which objectively, he really shouldn't have to and maybe wouldn't, if chesed was sufficiently available. We'll try to see some of these perspectives. As we'll see in a moment, the Gemara itself, right, highlights the Isur Lova as a way of establishing the Chiddush of Ribbis in the Shalkan Atari right in the beginning here of Esom Neshach, when the Gemara says, why do we need Psukim separately for Ribbis, Ona, and Geza? The question is, what Lamaskana, how do we understand this din of Lova? We'll see soon. The Rambam actually formulates the Isur of Lova with a Kederech. The Rambam in Perakei Halacha base tells us kederech, just as is an iser malve, so too there is an iser lova. And that, I think, is a very important formulation, especially for the Rambam, who otherwise, as we'll try to explain, seems to take a very strong gezel approach to ribbis. One second. This halacha base kederech also l'nosein l'halvos ribbis. Kach osur lulokeach alavos beribis. Assuming that doesn't just mean that just as he has osur, he is osur, but that the phrase in the Rambam, kederech, is a way of saying that somehow they share in the same iser, that's a very strong and important corrective in what otherwise might be a simple shitas Rambam, but I don't think it's simple for a few other reasons either. Right. If the point was simply that the lova, doesn't know his own mind or his financial circumstances are such that he just isn't able to exercise proper self-protection of his own interests, and therefore Torah's protecting them for him, and he should have an appreciation of that, then obviously it's still not kederech. One is the gazlan, or the greedy individual, and the other is not. If, on the other hand, we see ribbis in different terms, certainly as making a larger statement about the relationship between members of Klal Yisrael and the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Shar HaUmos, and especially the interrelationships within Klal Yisrael as opposed to the relationships that you have with people outside of Klal Yisrael. If that's part of the story of the Issa Ribbis, then it's not only the Malveh, but it's also the Loveh who is violating that special perspective when he agrees to Ribbis. So it's a very big challenge to figure out. Again, the Chinuch has a line in which he says, well, if the Loveh is going to allow Ribbis, so then Ribbis will become more frequent. And, you know, that's a problem institutionally for the keeping of Ribbis and the protection of other Lovin. So the way that Chinuch formulates it, at least, it sounds like, you know, Inochanami, you wouldn't say Kederek, it's not the same Mechayev as the Malveh. It's more like, again, it's the Michshol of the Malveh, it's the protection of the system, etc. But the Rambam certainly sounds like he's saying much more than that. It sounds like it's a Klal Yisrael thing, and we'll have to get back to that point. Okay, we'll see in a few minutes how the Rishonim understand this a little bit on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. A second challenging point, again highlighting the Chiddush of Ribbis, these are just things to look for before we get to the concrete, real things that we're going to talk about today, is the double formulation, not just a multiple Isurim, but the double Isurim and formulation of Neshech and Tarbis, which appears in all the three Parshios in the Torah. Again, the Gemara here discusses it. I think there are two elements that are worth noting. Again, we might, after looking at them, decide that they don't mean anything. That's part of the question. But the Gemara, of course, raises, number one is the phraseology itself, Neshech and Tarbis, very hard words to translate. You know, obviously Neshech emphasizes the Kisar and Alova, and Tarbis, the Revach of the Malveh. But, you know, typically we wouldn't associate, we wouldn't say Neshach is a synonym for Hefsed Mamon alone. It sounds like it's much more than that. There's a certain connotation that you're, you know, biting this person. The Rambam emphasizes, you know, Bibasaro. It seems like it's more Achzari, even though, as we're trying to explain, the circumstances are, this is typical commerce, money makes money, you need access to money, I have money. I could be involved in my own ventures, which are very profitable. I'm sacrificing my own ventures so that you can have your ventures. That's neshech. It's all voluntary. So the contrast between, it's not just hefsid or chisaron, but neshech is a very strong term, and I say certainly the way the Rambam and others read it. We'll get back to this point. Tarbis also doesn't seem like it's a particularly bad term. It sounds like the Torah is against capitalism. They don't want a person to be adding or accumulating wealth. Maybe chumriot, focus on, you know, too much materialism. Maybe that's this part of the story of Ribbis, according to some Rishonim, which we'll get back to. Either way, Neshech and Tarbis are not terms that we associate, in a word, with Gezel, and they're not terms that we associate with a Chiyuv, Tzedakah, B'chesed. It sounds like it's more than that. The other point, of course, which I'll get back to next week, is the fact that there's Neshech and Tarbis. So the Gemara here already, right in the very beginning of the Perek, asks the question, you know, what is Neshech and what is Tarbis? Why do we have two such phrases? The Gemara says, and the Mishnah here uses one for the Ribbis D'Oraisa, the other for Ribbis D'Rabbanan. Now the Gemara says, but there are phrases in the Torah. So the Gemara says, it's impossible to have one without the other. Oh, so why do you have both? Lavrol of the short part of the story, Lavrol of Bishnei Lav. So I think there are two things to comment on here, and again, I'll try to get back to them next time, but just food for thought and observation, because everything is connected. There are two things. Number one, whenever you have two Lavin that overlap, and the Gemara says Lavrol of Bishnei Lavin, right, there are two approaches you can take. One is, in the more narrow sense, Kishmo Kainhu, it's one Iser, it's one Mechayiv, and you're violating twice. Again, why twice? What I mentioned before, overcompensation, reinforcement, an emphasis on something which is a davar chamor, take your pick. Here there's also, in addition to the two lavin, also an assay and some peripheral assays. So it's more than that, but I'm not focusing on that at the moment. And indeed, you can read the Gemara that way and so on. Then you still have a question, how many times do you count in the minyan of mitzvos? How many malkios are you going to get Is this being taped, by the way?
Yeah.
It is, right? Somebody asked me today. Oh, okay, good. Okay. How many Malkias are you going to get, which is a partial debate between the Rambam and the Ramban in the Shirashim of Sefer HaMitzvos, etc. But basically, you're dealing with one idea. However, it's always possible and tempting, and I'll admit, and I'm probably not going to shock anybody, that it's always my preferred position, that even though the Gemara says Lavra l'bishnei lavin, if the Torah says something more than once, and especially if it uses quite different terminology, and Neshech and Tarbis sound different, it's hard to know the Nafkamina. But then Neshech focuses on the victim, and Tarbis focuses on the exploiter or the beneficiary, etc. So l'chatchila, I think we would want to say that the Torah uses these different phrases to signify two lavin, especially in a case where there's no nafkamina, because even though there's no nafkamina, there are different mechayvim. There are different values or different motifs in these two things. In which case, we'd be left with the idea that ribbis isn't just about one point, it's about two. It's an improper perspective on the malva's part, the tarbis part, and the neshech part, of course, in terms of the hefsid of the lova, right, is an overlapping but an additional factor. If you want to call it, a tzedakah violation of the malva, or a chesed violation, or insensitivity of the malva, or too much, materialism mitzad malva, and then of course the almost gezel or insensitivity to the victim of the lova, you could see it that way. Now we'd prefer if there are nafkamina, but what's fascinating is that the Gemara itself weighs some nafkamina. They end up rejecting them, but it's the havaminas given the maskanas are very peculiar. Right, the Gemara discusses what happens in a couple of cases where, right, the and again I'll try to speak about this more in part two, where the value of the money, let's say inflation, eats away at at values, and that can happen in different ways. The Gemara suggests that there might be a case of tarbis b'li neshech and a neshech b'li tarbis. In both cases, the Gemara says, "What do you mean? Why do you think that inflation or deflation or whatever the case is, why do you think that that's more an issue of revach than it is an issue of hefsed? Whenever there's a change in value, right, it's always something that affects the the beneficiary, and it affects the person who takes the loss, right? Practically, in terms of their bank account, what difference does it make whether the issue is if the value goes down, who absorbs it? Right, or the issue is if the value goes up, who gains by it? In both cases, there were two possibilities. Right, the value could have been 120, let's say, or 100. In the second case, the value could have been 100 or 80. This is the case of the Gemara, right? So in both cases, there are two values. In both cases, one is gaining and the other is losing. Why do you think that one is more of a tarbis and the other is more of a neshech? That's why the Gemara rejects them both. But if we'd freeze frame the Havamina, maybe there's something there to tell us about the different mechaibim of Neshech and Tarbis. Similarly, the Gemara then goes on. I'm not going to read it because it'll save a little time. I assume everybody read the Shach of Atarias already. The Gemara has a discussion, right, to try to figure out the difference ribuyim, whether or not it makes a difference whether we're talking about money, let's say, in ribis, or be'ens in ribis, and whether or not that gufa, we could be mechalik between Neshech and Tarbis. Gemara also has a discussion whether or not that would make a difference in terms of the Iser Malve and the Iser Love. Now, both those things are very fascinating. In the end of the day, the Gemara seems to conclude, we'll talk a little more next time, that everything is everything. It doesn't matter if it's money, it doesn't matter if it's Be'en, it doesn't matter if it's the Love, the Neshech, the Tarbis, it's all the same. But we need Limudim, Ribuyim, to teach us that. Why would anybody think that Tarbis or Neshech is more sensitive to either be'ens or momon or to the malva or to the lova? So if we're dealing with lavral of bishnayim, megala milzav, for whatever of the reasons we explained before, just to pile on the isurim, but we're dealing with one concept, one mechayev, whatever it is, whether it's the tarbis emphasis or the neshech, whether the focus is on the malva, being improperly enriched, or the lova, being a victim, notwithstanding his consent. So then it's just very difficult to understand both of these Shakla Vitaryas. The question of 120 to 100 and 100 to 80 is difficult, and the question of Be'ens and Mammon and Malva Velova is very difficult. If we suggest that there really are two different Mechaivim in Ribbis, hopefully there's also a connection between those two Mechaivim. So then we'll just have to work a little harder, and I'll just leave that for next time, not to take so long next time on it either, to explain a little better why it is that the Gemara had these Havaminas, and to see whether there are any maskanas, any echoes to that halacha. And Masha Lamad over Dome, again, we find other, you know, two Lavim pairs, Tmura and Bayura Bayimatze. Oftentimes we find, Bayura Bayimatze is a great example, where the Rambam Shita is, for example, that you can't violate one without violating the other, which is what the Gemara says about Neshech and Tarpis. However, if you look carefully, in my opinion, at the language of the Rambam in a few places, both in Sefer Mitzvahs and Yada Chazaka, it seems clear to me that Bayura Bayimatze are two different, again, related, but two different motifs in being Mashiach Chametz BePesach. The Rambam just thinks that every time you do one, it ends up triggering the other. That's different than saying that there's only one concept and it has two ownership. I'm suggesting something similar for Neshech and Tarbis, given the very different, very radically different emphasis and these Havaminas, that maybe there are two Mechaivim and that'll better help us understand what's going on. And there could be Nafkamina in terms of Minyan and Mitzvos, in terms of Malkus, which is part of the Rambam Ramban debate, in terms of other things. Last year, I think we learned Yavamos. So, Ase Del Chalos Ase, right? What happens if you have Ase Keneged Tulos Ases, right? Or what happens when it comes to Lava Nita Klase, when you have multiple Isurim, right? And so on and so forth. I don't want to go into all detail. Are Neshech and Tarbis comparable to that kind of two Mechaivim? In which case, it would behoove us to better understand what those things are. Another aspect to look out for, also something we'll speak about more next time, although I speak about it a couple of minutes briefly again, and that is the discrepancy between Yisrael, intra-Yisrael relationships, and Yisrael, non-Yisrael relationships. The status of Goy and of Ger Toshav. So here it's just interesting to note, number one, the Ramban's comment about discrimination, which we'll get to in a second. But particularly, since we're at a loss, you have this Chiddush of Ribbis, so we're flailing around, so I'm assuming that the most obvious frames of reference that we have are tzedakah. You could call it chesed in general, b'fnim b'shur sadin, b'yahavta v'yachak kamocha, whatever you want to call it, and gezel. Right? The evidence seems to point, as we'll explain soon, to those as being, roughly speaking, models. So it's just fascinating to consider, in light of that, some of the dinim of Ribbis. And if they don't accord or cohere with either, or at least not consistently, so then, obviously, the challenge for us is to figure out, you know, whether we're completely wrong in those categories of nothing to do with us, or understanding Ribbis really well explains why this is a unique Ribbis of tzedakah, or a unique aspect of Gezel. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do. For example, a Gezel Akum, according to most Rishonim, is Aser, according to many, Min HaTorah. And yet Ribbis is Mutter. One of the things Ramban highlights, you know, is that point, when it's Perish HaTorah and Devarim. Ramban says, even though Gezel Akum is Aser, right, that has nothing to do, that isn't the problem when it comes to Ribbis. But if you really think Ribbis is Gezel, so you just put in the word Akum, Ribbis Akum, Gezel Akum, and the question, of course, is why not? Well, there are some very good and easy answers, but we need to understand. Similarly, with regard to tzedakah, right, a Ger Toshav is included somewhat in V'chayimach, or V'chayachichimach, different views of Rishonim. Right? A non-Jew, an Obed Avodah Zarah, is not excluded from tzedakah in cases of Darkei Shalom, right? And yet, the Rambam's view when it comes to Ribbis, very important view we'll have to get back to, is that one is obligated to take Ribbis from a non-Jew. Other Rishonim disagree. When it comes to Ger Toshav, as I say, the problem is even greater, because it's clear in the sugyas in Ezo Neshech, which both sugyas we'll discuss more detail next week, or next time, that Ger Toshav, like Goy, is excluded from the Isur of Ribbis. In fact, there's no indication that there's any difference at all between going ger toshav when it comes to din of ribbis. And yet, as I said, Rishonim all chinuch and the Rambam, they seem to include ger toshav in the daraisa of tzedakah. Is it possible that tzedakah is a basis for the isa ribbis and yet to have this discrepancy? That's something we have to look at. The Mefarshim on the tour in particular, but it really has its roots in some of the Rishonim, they're just not as, you know, explicit about it. You know, tour in the very, very beginning, tour starts Hilchos Ribbis in Yoredeya, I'll speak about that in a minute too, and he starts it with the exclusion of Goy. But the way he formulates it, so the Bach immediately jumps in and says, why is he so defensive? Like, you know, he feels he needs to justify why Ribbis is Mutter B'Goy. Right? Of course it's a chiddush of Klal Yisrael. There's no mokar that applies it to a goy. Why would anybody think that it would? You don't need to justify or explain the p'tur, right? You need to just understand that it's a chiddush bein l'chabal l'chidusho for Yisrael. So it's possible that the tour, who is very influenced by the Ramban, you know, had the Ramban ala Torah in mind. I don't know. But I suspect it's much more than that. So the some of the Mefarshim, which I'll get to in a couple of minutes, suggest that the fact that Gezel Akum is Asur is a reason why some Mefarshim, right, feel that they need to justify the exclusion of Akum from Ribbis, because Ribbis is connected to Gezel. We'll see that in a minute. One of the things I'm going to talk about the next time, but not right now, maybe if Ribbis doesn't apply to all members of Klal Yisrael, that also needs to be weighed and examined against the background of Tzedakah on the one hand, or Chesed on the one hand, and Gezel on the other. There's a whole discussion about Meshumad, this for next time, Mumel Hachis, right, Mumel Teyavon, the role of Achicha, how does that fit in with either a Gezel or a Tzedakah motif? The Gemara seems to imply that there are some cases where there's a Heter Yisrael of Ribbis. Tamid Chachamim, Gemara's on the end of the parak, Yesomim, questions only Drabanan, even Daraisa. We'll speak about that also. What is the scope of these dinim? What do they say about the nature of the Iser? The fact that midaraisa we seem to distinguish between Agar Natar of Amilva, Ben Malva Lalova, and Agar Natar of Nekach, is also something that needs a proper explanation. Isn't Amilva a Milva? Why do we care whether Amilva is given in the context of a Mekach, or not? For that matter, how do we view and what role does the general status of Milva play in this halacha? By which I mean, we know the general statement, Milva lo tza nitna, right? We know that Milva is a tricky idea. A couple of years ago, we learned about Basra. a couple of people gave chaburas about Roy and Muchsak. Spoke a little about whether or not Milva is in the category of Roy and Muchsak. Machloka is already in the Gemara. In Yesh Nochlin, right? And pops up in the beginning of Shnayim Ochsin and all over Shas, Kiddushin, of course. Does the status of Momon Milva, how we treat it, to what extent we believe that it's a concrete instrument, as opposed to just a series of Chovas HaGavras, is that relevant, right, to Ribbis? Okay, these are just some of the issues that I'm going to discuss next time. But I just wanted to highlight the problem. In a word, if you had to boil it down, what I'm saying is Ribbis is a chiddush. The way the Torah treats it, both in language, in number of Isurim, even more so Lovev, the you know formulations of Neshech and Tarbis, the issue whether or not that's simply Lav or Mishnei Lavin or two Mechayvim, plus the lack of an obvious correlation either with tzedakah or with gezel, all of these are issues that need to be clarified if we're to better understand what Ribbis is really all about. But I wanted to today, that's the background, and we'll fill in some of those topics next time. What I wanted to today is speak about the more hardcore, clear-cut issues of gezel, specifically Yotze B'dayonim, whether or not Mechila, at least after the fact, that's Mechila B'shas Gevia, or kfiya works, whether or not there's a requirement of tviyas halove, as well as the question of the status of the mammon itself. In other words, is mammon shoribis that is received, is that considered dmei gezel? Do you have bailus on that mammon, etc.? So I'd like to go through some of the makoros on that, see that some rishonim take very extreme views. Either this is gezel gomor, or it's simply a chovas agabra, and then try to show that there are more nuanced views along the way, and there are discrepancies, which is going to lead us to think that, at least according to some rishonim, that ribbis is a more complicated institution, but I think, a more rewarding one because it's a more complicated one. Not that everything that's more complicating is more rewarding, but in this case it works out that way. In many cases it works out that way. Okay. So let's zero in on this problem. Okay. Let's start with the psukim. So I don't think I have a chumash in front of me. Well, you'll take it, you'll check it up on me later. But the psukim in Shemos, Chafes, and Vayikra, Chafe, in particular, called my bluff. In particular, are very, very clear in their context. So we always want to look at the context and, well, the formulation in Torah Shebetzal. To me, I don't know if anybody else makes a Sahara, but to me, the fact that the Torah, both in Shemos Chafes and Vayikra Chafe, is dealing in a very clear context, the context of tzedakah. Im kesef talveh sami, this is pasuk chavdalid, chavbeis chavdalid, im kesef talveh sami, esha ni imach, the context is milva to an ani. Lo siya lo kenosha, lo sesimun olav neshech, im chavol tachbol samas reyecha, adba ha-shemesh teshiven olo, ki hi kususo levada, hi sim laso, le oro, bame yishkav, hoya ki yitzak elai, the Shamati Krichan and Ani. Mitchilo v'yadsof, the context is an Ani. If you only had, the Torah Shebichsav and this Parsha, you would think that the prohibition to charge interest, right, in the context of a milva, is limited to the case of Im Kesef Talveh Sami Yasani Imach. Here, we're being told two things. Number one, that halva'a is a form of tzedakah. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, right, and we'll see in a minute, in Hilchos Malva V'Lova, right, echoes this idea. In Matnas Aniyim, based on Gemara's as well, Ram says that the highest form of tzedakah is halva. Right, that seems counterintuitive, because you're hopefully going to get your money back. But in terms of the benefit that it's an interesting and important question. Do you define levels of tzedakah by the, loss to the donor, or by the impact and the benefit derived from the needy recipient, right? In some worlds of tzedakah, the focus is always on the philanthropist and how good he feels about himself. But in the world of halacha, it's about the recipient. It's all about the recipient, and that is reflected. I'm not speaking about tzedakah now, but in many different dinim. In particular, de machsoro ashayechsarlo, right? Even if what he needs seems extravagant to you, but that's his lifestyle and that's his self-image. Right, Hilchos Tzedakah is not about you, Lekula Nechomra, it's about him. No, it's also a ser, not to make him a shir, but, so maybe you can get that benefit. But, so there's a fine line. But, if he needs, and somebody to go before him, that's Tzedakah as well. So the point is that Lo Halva is the highest form of Tzedakah, because since it staves off his dependence, so obviously it establishes that he, both in terms of his self-image and his future need for help, so the benefit is greater, and that's the highest form of tzedakah. That's this parsha. So then the impression that you would get is, what one could have said, it's not tzedakah because you get your money back. It is tzedakah. It's the highest form of tzedakah. And then the point is that, in that context, if you're going to charge him interest, now charging him an interest, assuming that he's going to get on his feet and he can pay you back, is probably not terribly unspeakable either, although it seems a little cold, I would say. But Torah says that's unacceptable. From this parsha, we know that you're not allowed to charge ribbis when it's purely a commercial venture, and somebody, he has capital, you have capital, he wants more capital, You can't charge him interest in that case. He's not on the doles. Nothing to do with the Hilchot Tzedakah. He's not an oni by any standard of the terminology. That is the parsha. Similarly, in Parshas Bahar, Perek Chafei, right here again, and reinforcement is a big thing. I think it's Chafei Lamed Hei. Torah tells us, "D'chi amucha chicha mato yado imach." Once again, oni is the context. Ve'achazak tabo. These are tzedakah psukim in general. Ger v'soshav v'chayimach. Ger Toshav is involved in this. Al tikach meito neshach v'zarbis. V'yareisam elokecha v'cheyach chicha imach. Es kas b'chal lo sitan lo b'neshach v'mars lo titenach lecha. These are the psukim that inspired the Gemara's Havamina. How do you know that, you know, mamon and ochel bein b'tarbis bein b'neshach that I was referring to before? And Yashem Elokeichem, Asher Tzeiseichem Eretz Mitzrayim, L'Seiselchem Eretz Kanan, L'Yosachem Elokim, right? Not only the way Rashi always interprets it, which is, you know, Manas Kain, you better listen to me, but even in the broader meaning, why did I take you out? What makes you an Am Segula, you know, Kedoshim Tiyu? These things, well understood, is the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Tov. So once again, if you have these psukim, the next the Torah then continues. The whole context is a context of tzedakah. Now, Devarim Chav Gimel, things are a little different. There's no context of tzedakah. Maybe that's how aside from the Masorah itself, maybe that's how we know that it's not limited to tzedakah and to an ani. Here. But what is fascinating, you have other, the contexts here are Toeva type contexts. Losia Kadesha Benos Yisrael, Kitovat Hashem Elokecha Gam Shneihem. Then comes Losashich Le'achicha, Neshech Kesach Neshech Ochel, Neshech Kol Davar Asher Yishach, Lanachri Sashich, Lachicha Lo Sashich, Lamani Varecha Hashem Elokecha B'chom Mishlach Adecha, Ala Artsa Shadav Vashama Lirishta. So it's not about, it's not a context of tzedakah. But what is fascinating are two things. Number one, the rest of the context of Toeva and so on, and especially the allusion to Ala Aretz Asher Tabal Shama L'Rishta, what is our attitude towards capitalism, you know, have to do, you know, with living in Eretz Yisrael. Even more importantly, V'lamani V'recha Hashem Elokecha is a phrase that the Gemara uses in Parshas Re'eh, right, again, in the context, it's a rare phrase in the Torah, and it's a phrase that is used in the context of tzedakah, and I might add also in the larger parsha of tzedakah there, which is connected to Shmitas Ksafim. Of course, part of the question of Ribbis is its relationship to Shmitas Ksafim. You could say there's no relationship, right? But Lamani Varecha Hashem Elokecha is one hint. Again, the Ramban's discussion here in Devarim, and this parsha here in Kitetze, the Ramban says, what I'm telling you now about Ribbis, we'll read it inside, we'll talk about it more fully in a minute. What I'm telling you about Ribbis is absolutely identically true for Shmitas Ksafim. The Rambam's view that there's a chiyuv to lend money Baribbis to a guy, right, is parallel to his view about Losia LaKenosha, right, which refers to, again, a struggling Alove and Ani. And Shmitas Ksafim. The Rambam also paskins that when it comes to Shmitas Ksafim, right, La'chicha La'yigos, right, La'nachri Tigos. So the parallel between, now Shmitas Ksafim, you understand very well, is nothing to do with Gezel. Right, Shmitas Ksafim is purely a form of Chesed, Lefnim Meshuras Adin, and Tzedakah. Right, Shmitas Ksafim says not that you shouldn't, you know, profit too much or exploit somebody's need for capital. Right, Shmitas Ksafim says that every 7 years you should take a loss. You're a nice guy. You lent money b'li ribbis. Right, so you're a particularly nice guy. Let's assume that's not even being a nice guy. Let's say that just means you're not a gossip. Okay, but you're not a bad guy. You did spend $1,000, you lent out $1,000 for no personal benefit, right? So every 7 years, you should lose $1,000, you should sacrifice $1,000, right? So that the other fellow has the opportunity, right, to get back on his feet. Whether he needs it or doesn't need it, mind you. member of Klal, Shemitas Ksafim. Clearly, Shemitas Ksafim is a context. When Hillel said, you know, Nimno Amal Haba Zoazu, and therefore they were Metake in a Prizbal, so this is, you know, always cited by people who don't understand the halacha. It's, oh, you know, what is it, rabbinic? We have a rabbinic will? No, where are you?
Rabbinic will is halachic way.
Rabbinic will, halachic way. So a River Dalian phrase. So they all, you know, look what the rabbis did with the with the prosbul. So it's a particularly bad example. Why? Because that's the whole point. The point is that what is Shemitas Ksafim? Shemitas Ksafim is a subcategory of there's a mitzvah to be malva, you know, bali ribis. That's an aspect of tzedakah. Right? And the point is that every 7 years we go a giant step further and we say, Shemitas Ksafim, even give up on your karen. Never mind, don't take ribbis and lose business opportunities of your own, perhaps, right? But also lose your $1,000. So the Hillel came along and he said, you know, the intended, you know, objective here, which is extraordinary chesed, is being subverted in that the people are not doing the basic chesed, nimru am l'havazu azu. Right, the Anashim are becoming Belial, so they're not lending money. So it's better to give up on the super extraordinary tzedakah in order to save the basic tzedakah. It's a purely internal calculation. It's not some pragmatic, external. Sometimes an external force can halachically overweight too, but that's a different matter. Okay. My point is that Leman Yivarecha, Hashem Elokecha, the link, whether it's the Rambam, the Ramban, the objective language of the psukim between Shemitas Ksafim and the Parshios of Ribbis, like Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Bahar, which are explicitly in the context of Tzedakah La'ani, once again highlight not only Tzedakah as a factor, but even more Lefnim Mishuras Adin Shemitas Ksafim context. By the way, there's a discussion of Shemitas Ksafim. Some years ago on the Kola we learned Challah and Shemitah. So I spoke about that aspect then, about Shemitas Ksafim. There's a discussion in the Beis Yosef and others whether Shemitas Ksafim, we shouldn't make a distinction between a milva of a milva and a milva of a mekach. An interesting issue. And some of them farsim say, where do you get such a thing? I mean, a milva is a milva. Why would you distinguish between a milva of a mekach and a milva of a milva? I always thought that the ribbis Shemitas Ksafim equation is part of that. But not just as Xeris Akasov either. I think, and I'll speak about that in part two a little bit, I think the perspective on, obviously, a milva shel mekach and a milva shel milva are different. In the sense, I'll just even say now, one part of it, and that is, a milva shel mekach is not tzedakah at all. Milva shel milva can be perceived, as it is in Torah, as tzedakah. Okay, but we'll get back to that. Now,
Yiras
Elokecha. Yiras Elokecha.
The other place you don't have it at all.
Right.
Because when I give it to an onion, money comes to me.
I was going
to
say, good.
He asks it, so he has no, he's not a Tovah. He's a Mammon Shainlahem Tovah. There's no Mammon for me. It comes to me. He can ask me for it. But it's never, he doesn't have me move to it.
I'm going
to
discuss that.
And I didn't know you.
I think it might, no. I think it might be that he's a Tovah.
There it is. Because there's a Barber and a Barbanel when he talks.
But it's only a Tovea because we have a Chiyuv to support him and because he's our brother.
Yeah,
on financial grounds,
when it comes to Parshas Re, he speaks about all the different maishas that we have to give. And so he says, why did he come to the Beis HaMikdash?
Right.
And he makes a proclamation. So it goes like, he doesn't say, but this one, it's Hasnei Lechus and Hashem. Before he called a rabbi, what is he doing all this for? So he seems to be saying, he doesn't use the term, to go to the Beis HaMikdash, Shein L'Tovim, go to another place, go to another.
Right.
So when he's moving to Shein L'Tovim, we want to give the man a reason to give him his
very good. Stuff.
So we give him the publicity. We give him all this, announce his name and name.
Philanthropist.
But when it's a Milvah, Shein L'Tovim, you see, this. Now,
so here's what you're able to look at.
You'll have to say that. So you'll have to learn that this is a move of Shiesh L'Tovim, even by Anoni, which.
Right, I'm going to get
it. But there's no form that I took. Meister, I know I have to give. Right. I have to give 10%.
Right.
True, I have to give, but whatever I have to give.
Okay.
One for the, whatever it is.
Right.
That's the test.
So the point is that if Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Bahar, I think, are Mefurash. As I say, Parshas Kiteitse is not Mefurash, except the illusion of Kirecha, Hashem Elokecha, and these other illusions. But in light of that, so the idea basically of Neshech and Tarbis, so we now know Neshech and Tarbis, since the Torah doesn't say Dafka Ani in Parshas Kiteitse, we know it is across the board. So there could be two explanations. One is as a din of ribbis, has nothing to do with tzedakah and chesed and achva at all. But there's an added element when it comes to ani. Or the point is that the when it comes to an ani, it's clear, and when it comes to any other member of Klal Yisrael, it's much more of a chiddush. But in all three parshios, there's an aspect here of tzedakah. Now, when it comes to a member of Klal Yisrael, even if he isn't officially an ani, there's an aspect of chesed and tzedakah that applies, that limits the kind of profit that you should make on him, on your brother, etc. That's in terms of the parshios in the Torah itself. I think this is also confirmed generally in the Rambam. The Rambam begins Hilchos Malva Velova, interestingly enough, in the opposite order of Perek Ezu Neshech. At the end of Ezu Neshech, we have discussions about Losila Kenosha. The Rambam starts Hilchos Malva Velova, interestingly enough, Mitzvah Saseh Lahalvos La'aniyeh Yisrael, Shenemrim Kasev Talveh Esami, according to Mishpatim, Esani Imach. Yochel Rishus, Tam Lomar, Havet Tavitenu, Mitzvah Zu Gedolah Menat Tzedaka La'ani, Hashoel, Shezek Kvar Nitzrach Lisho, Zeh Dain La'igidol Midah, Zu, what I was telling before, Atari Kepidah Misha Imana, Milahalvos La'ani, etc. Kolonogis Esani V'yodeh She'enlo. The Rambam starts off with the dinim of Lotielo Kenosha, which are spoken around the end. That's his way he begins, Hilchos Malva Velova. Now, frankly, I wouldn't have begun Hilchos Malva Velova this way. Number one, the Lechem Mishnah points out with regard to other things. Lechem Mishnah says, it's interesting, he doesn't say it this way. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, taking it out a little bit. Namely, why are, this is already, this halacha of the Rambam appears in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, in context of Tzedakah. So the Lechem Mishnah says, well, if he's bringing Hilchos Matnas Aniyim dinim here, how come he doesn't also talk about the Seder, Aniyeh Yircha, Aniyeh Mishpachtecha, Ani Eretz Yisrael, like so, he's very selective. Some dinim of halvas, you know, tzedakah and ani he brings here, and others he doesn't. He should have brought everything here or nothing here. What's the point? So that I think is a challenge to figure out what he brought, what he didn't bring. But I think the bigger point is the Rambam, whose classification, you know, credentials certainly don't need my comment. Chose to begin Hilchos Malva Velova. I would have thought Hilchos Malva Velova is in Sefer Mishpatim, right? It's about Choshen Mishpat. Start with the dinim of Malva Velova, right? Instead, it's a bit of a replay of the tzedakah part of Malva Velova that sets the tone. And the fact that this is in the end of the parak, and yet here he has it as a hagdama to ribis, which is going to come in parak Dalid, I think it's very, very telling. He goes on, Kolanogesa Sa'ani, Asulahara Sabachov, and so on. I think it's very fascinating that the Rambam does this not only in the beginning of Hilchos Malva Velova, but also in the beginning of Perek Dalid of Hilchos Malva Velova, which is where he starts speaking about the nitty-gritty of Riddus. Rambam here, interestingly enough, Neshech Tarbis Echad Hu, Shenemar Es Kaspecha Lotitan Lo B'Neshech, Umarbis Lotitan Achlecha. It's fascinating. The Rambam doesn't have a formulation in Yad HaChazaka, a direct formulation. He doesn't say for mitzvos, and he has it in the next halacha by implication. Again, if I were writing Hilchos Ribbis, I would have said, Asur Lamalve, right, Lakabel, Ribbis, you know, Minalove, Shenemar, and I'd start quoting the psukim. In the Rambam, there's no formulation like that in Yad HaChazakah. It's a matter of fact. It's self-evident and self-understood. Instead, the Rambam begins Hilchos Ribbis just by saying, Neshech Patarbis Echadu. You should know that you can't violate one without... There's no statement you're not allowed to take Ribbis. Sheneemars Kasvach Halititla B'Neshech, Marvus Halititla Nachlecha, V'lahalanu Omer B'Neshech Kesef Neshech Ochel, Kol Dovar She'yishach, Lama Nikra Shemo Neshech, Sheu Noshech, by the way, the salamta basar has a certain connotation also in Hilchot Tzedakah, I might add. Again, it's not about financial loss. You don't usually use that phrase. You're, you know, cutting him to the quick. You're you're choking him. It may be financially, you know, my financial vehicle, but it's not about that, right? It's a tzedakah or a chesed, or treating him as a, you know, a distant, unrelated, as opposed to your brother, your fellow Klal Yisrael member. Then comes halacha base. The only time the Rambam formulates the Isra of Ribis, he does so agav, the extension with a kederech to the lova, right? Kederech she'asur lenosin lahalvos beribis. Kederech, right? Every word of the Rambam is implying it's not a separate Isur. There's a connection between these Isurim. Kach asur lelokeach lelavos beribis. That's already halacha base after he already told us. There's something called Neshach and Tarbis. Shenema losashe chachicha. V'piyashmu lamdashu azar lelove. Kloma losanashe. Also, a different pasuk which we'll get to, not today. Everything is already. The only place the Rambam formulates the Isur to take ribis is when he also talks about ribis in expanded form. That doesn't sound like gezel, right? Sounds like there's some common denominator value, which is why the Torah insists that when it comes to ribis, everybody involved is a problem. The Chomishi Areva said, now it's also interesting, Halamat Shamal Ribis over al Shisha Labin, right? And then he quotes them. And then in the end he says, the Chomishi, one second. Yeah, okay. That's Halacha Base. Then comes Halacha Gimel, Afabi Shamal Bavalova Overin al Kol Elu, Einan Lokim Ipnei Shanitan Lehishavon. This is the Rambam's, so we'll get to this halacha more fully in a couple of minutes. That's the, you know, main part. But the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Lazar and the Gemara that ribis ketzutza yotze b'dayanim. But again, I would have expected that this would be, there's an isur b'kabel ribis, and if you do, there's a, it's yotze b'dayanim. The Rambam does everything backwards here. There's no malchus. Why is it no malchus? Because it's nitan leishavon, because ribis ketzutza is yotze b'dayanim. That's the most important thing he's telling you, is no malchus, right? The only reason that we're being told here that ribis ketzutza is yotze b'dayanim, to justify why there's no malchus. What about the fact that there's an Isur which is very mechudash in the Torah? It looks like business as usual. But if we really think it's a kind of a gezel, right? So you should know that A, it's asur, right? Which is the... And B, it's yotze b'dayanim. By the way, since it's yotze b'dayanim, there's a bit of a benefit. The chumrah also creates a kula.
Is there Rambam's formulation in Hilchos Zeh L'Gneiva, if I thought, isn't it similar?
Not exactly.
He does.
But he has lo signovu there first. And I think that there's a difference between Gneiva, Gneiva and Gzela. I don't want to go into it right now if you want to speak about it in the second part. I think you were in my Meruba days.
Yeah.
So I think that has to do a little bit with the difference between Gneiva and Gzela, and precisely because Gneiva is more of a Maisavera, also not exactly the same as this, but as opposed to being less about Hefsed Mamon, and I think it's connected. But it's a very valid point. I'm aware of it. Maybe part two I'll speak more about it. But I just want to focus on the impression also. It's also fascinating, at the end of Halacha Gimel, this will become more important in a minute, the Rambam says, V'imei samal ve'im motziim yarabanim, which is in the Gemara. And then he repeats it again in Halacha Dalet. Hiniach lem avim moz shal ribis, hafa b'shein dodim shein shribis hein chayav l'haqsir, hiniach paro talis kol dover mesuyam, chayav l'haqsir dekvod avim. The last line in Halacha Gimel is repeated in the beginning of Halacha Dalet. It's almost as if, again, I hope not taking too much dramatic interpretive license, it's almost as if the pattern in the Rambam repeats this halacha because he wants you to know that even though he's telling you the ribis is yotze b'dayanim, even though, if you're sensitive, he's only telling you that to explain why there's no malchus, right? He wants you to know that though it's yotze b'dayanim, it's not a typical chi of mamon or gezel, it doesn't apply to yarshin. Why does he want? And this is an inner limit, by the way. Now later on, he's going to go on to say some gezel things. And the typical perspective, I think, of the Achronim, from what I could see, I didn't see that much, Machane Ephraim, others, most people think the Rambam thinks that Ribis is Gezel. But what I've tried to suggest just now, in terms of Perek Aleph and Perek Dalid, Halakha Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, his formulations, and I'll try to also add a few of his Shitos, is that it's much more complicated than the Rambam, as it is for the Ramban, as we'll see. Okay. So that's one perspective. I think the Rambam is very much, until this point, or the things I've said till now, is very much in the direction of saying that the background of Ribbis, based on Torah Shebichtav and everything else, is tzedakah and chesed, and it's a maisa avera, and a lot of people are involved in it. If you don't do it properly, it went from being a chiyuv chesed to an avla, almost, you know, rejecting the chesed. The arev, the lova, everybody is part of this isa. Okay. I should add, the Rambam does omit ribis yotzei b'dayanim, the chiyuv hashava. He omits that in Sefer Mitzvos. So that's also important. We'll get to it in a minute. The Ramban counts in the Hashmatos, Yud Zayin, Mitzasei, the Ramban counts a separate assay of returning ribbis. The Megillas Esther, Alatar, says the Ram didn't count it, because according to the Rambam, it's Gezel. He even uses the phrase Gezel here and there, as we'll soon see. And since he uses that phrase, and he means it, did the Rambam have to say that in Oshek, there's a Chiyuv Hashava? Of course not. It's part of Gezel, right? Gezel is Hashava, so Oshek has Hashava. So also Ribbis has Hashava. Megillas Esther is one of the people who thinks that according to the Rambam, there's no question Ribbis is a form of Gezel. But I'm not so sure. I think it's very possible, again, that there's a Chiv Hashava, but or Chiv to return the money. But the fact that he qualifies Banim in the same halacha, even though he has in the second halacha, the way he brings it in, etc., I'm not so sure that the Rambam thinks this is, well, I'm pretty sure he doesn't think it's pure Gezel. He what?
You're not allowed to overcharge 50.
Oh, no. Yeah, we're going to get to that. Yeah.
What happens? What is Ono?
We'll get to that. Well, the Gemara has, because Gemara has the, a little bit I'll get to. I mean, the Gemara has this, the discussion of Ono, Ribbis, and Gezel, so you're 100% right. Now, on the other hand, just to fix me, since I'm probably going to end up having to rush in the end, so let me just mention something else about the Rambam at the moment. On the one hand, even though I've been, you know, heavily, you know, emphasizing in the Rambam the tzedakah aspects and parallels and so on, which I very strongly believe in, there is a Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, which I think is very telling in the other direction, which I don't think people quote, and that is the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Eidos Halacha Dalet. There, the Rambam speaks about psuli Eidos. The Rambam's sheet, as we know, is that anybody who's in violation of an Issa Sheish B'Malkus is possibly Eidos from the Torah, with exception. The exception is, and the Rambam says, an Iser of Chamos Mamon, anything having to do with theft, even though there's no Malkus because it's Nitan Li Shavon, etc., they're still possible Le'edos. And the Rambam says, HaGazlanim, HaChamsanim, but the Rambam there means the Chamsan B'Loshon HaTorah. And then he says, Umalvei B'Ribis. So if it's malva beribis, ribis ketsutza, ribis daraisa, it's possible in the Torah. If it's avak ribis, it's only possible in the Rabbana. And that is very, very important. It's particularly important for the following reason. And again, this is a whole topic, but you'll take my word or look it up or whatever. The Rambam happens to think that you violate losach mode, the Isra of losach mode, even if you pay money. Because if you pressure somebody to take his object against his will, but you pay him full value, even full value, the Rambam says, that's the Rambam, and Chesela says it explicitly, you violate losachmon. However, in Hilchos Eidos, Perikid, Allah Chadalid, the Rambam makes it clear that if you pay money and you violate losachmon, right, you do not generate a psul doraisa of Eidos. And all the Rosh Hashanah were very bothered by this. The Lecha Misha, the Kesef Misha, they said, I don't understand. The Rambam says you violate Losach Mod. He also says that any violation of Mamon, L'kichas Mamon, even without Malkus, is possible Eidos Min HaTorah. Losach Mod isn't the Aseret HaDibros, it's certainly Doraisa, right? Everything is, we don't say the Aseret HaDibros, Mishum Tarom Saminim, because we think people are going to say that only the Aseret HaDibros are Doraisa. But everybody agrees that the Aseret HaDibros are Doraisa, right? So what's going on there? Oh. So the short story, at least my view is, the Rambam holds Osach mode is violated b'nesinas mamon, that's true. But he doesn't hold in this little shitaso, the way he says it, and other things, he doesn't think the mechayev is l'kichas mamon. He thinks that, in my opinion, it's an Isra machshava, basically, but the degree of your improper obsession right? He's mafzral of Bereimini. You know, he's lobbying and he's obsessed or whatever. If you won't stop until you get it, right, that kind of an obsession, it's a shear in the isuk and the machshav. But the Rambam holds that it's really not an isur mamon. The Raivad disagrees. Raivad thinks the opposite. Raivad thinks it's really a moderate form of gezel. It's not moderate gezel for the Rambam. It's a, what I call a hilchos deos type of issue. It's a hilchos gezel because it has a causal impact for other things. Why am I telling you that now? It's a nice shtickle Torah, but what's this relevant? So when the Rambam says that malve beribis, beribis kitzutza, right, is together with gezel, right, davar she'ein b'malkis, but it's chamas mamon, which makes you possibly edus min haTorah, in light of his view of losach mode, that becomes a big statement. Because he doesn't hold that any time you take money, no matter what the character of the mechayev is, that makes you possibly edus min haTorah. Because you violate losach mode and you're kosher liedus. So if milva beribis, Kitzutza is possibly edus of kibbon mamon. Obviously, there's more going on here. Now, to my mind, that doesn't mean that it's gezel, or certainly that it's classic gezel. But it does mean that, this is one of the things I want to come out with, the Rambam has a very highly nuanced view. And he views that, his opinion is, I'll tell you the secret already. I think that the Rambam holds that the foundation and obligation of chesed and tzedakah, right, is so powerful, and it's not this, you know, feel good, you know, do the right thing. In the halacha, that's such a halachic reality that it turns into a form of gezel. In other words, you're supposed to do this, and your relationship with your fellow member of Klal Yisrael is such that part of it is that if you don't, there's lekichas mamon be'iser. It's not just a violation of, Klal Yisrael areivim zeh lazeh v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. This, and I think this is the Rambam Shita in a few things, including, I'll just mention it very quickly, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha can have the capacity, that can be the initiation, that can be the foundation. It can turn something into a chiyuv mamon. Moshe l'ma davar domeh, Rabbi Kalap mentioned tzedakah before and the Oni making his demand, right? He said it's mamon shein lo tovin, correct? In the sense that he has no rights, it's not his money, but there's evidence in Hilchos Tzedakah. This is the Shita of the Ritva, certainly, and Ksuvis and Bava Basra, and Rosh Hashanah, and the three sugars of Kviyah B'Tzedakah. The Ritva says, an Ani is like a Malva, not a Lova, by the way. Like a Malva. He has rights. The language of the Rambam, it sounds like, Rambam, the very beginning of Perek Zayin, Hilchos Matan Sanim, which is when he starts speaking about Hilchos Tzedakah, so to turn your, the Ani has, when Tony is Tovea you have no right to turn your back on him. The Radvaz also says it. There's Machlokas Rishon, we're going to, I don't know if I'll get into it today, but the question of Kfiya, Yerida bin Chasav, which we'll get to soon, right? Some people think there are Shibudim. If there aren't Shibudim, at least there's a Chiyuv Momon Klape the Ani. That's an amazing thing. You don't know this Ani. It's your money, you trained for it, right? You worried about it, right? You hid it in your own mattress. How can he be tovea you like a malva? And in Arnafka mean he can you can force kviya b'tzedakah based on that according to some, Radvaz and so on. So we'll get to it a little bit. Why? It's an example, and I think the Rambam is particularly sensitive to this. I'll give you one other example, just very quickly. I think it's a hashkafically a very powerful and important idea. Pruta, right? We know that a non-Jew, Pachas Mipruta is Gezel. And for a Jew, it's Pruta, the Shear is Pruta. So there are two views in the Rishonim. Rashi seems to have different views in different places, even in Sanhedrin alone, Sanhedrin, about Zara, etc., he tries to explain that halacha, right? Sometimes it sounds like, you know, it's the reason that Pachas Mipruta is not Gezel for Yisrael, or in general, is because that's the Shear of Shem Mamon. What about a non-Jew? So we have to say that Shem Momo isn't the Mechayev in his Gezel. The Maisik Zela is the Mechayev, and you have to assume also that there's something called a Maisik Zela, even if there's no Shem Momo. That's an assumption that isn't so poshut either. Okay. What's the other perspective? So sometimes the Rashi, it's also 2 days in Sefer Achinuch in different places. Sometimes they say, Pachas Mishar Prut is Momo, Baraya, non-Jew, right? So what about Yisrael? Because Klal Yisrael are, right, they are very generous people, right? Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim. They're always mochal on Pachas Miprut. And if a guy would refuse to be mochal on Pachas, he announces from day one that he's an Abdezari. Let's assume he's not a Ben Sor or Mora. And, you know, so I'm not mevater on my, so you'd say it's low plug. Let me say it this way. To be miyashev, even both Rashi, I always thought, to be miyashev, both Rashi's and both Sefer Achid, it's a stira. I think it's true, according to some Rishonim, that the reason that for Klal Yisrael the cutoff is pruta is because we're Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, and we're mochel. And it's also true that that's a sheer mamon. Meaning, this character that Klal Yisrael has, that for less than a pruta, right, it's achzorius. It becomes a hagdara. It's what I call the interface between Yoredeya and Choshen Mishpat. Certain dinim, I think it's true in Rama holds Pasheyas Kamazik, right? And all sorts of kashas Achronim ask, and the Rabbit already asks, as we know, Balavim and other things. Pasheya Kamazik, you know, it's not like a Mazik. Or Hezekriah. What are they? Hezekriah. So I think the best explanation is the Rambam holds a Pasheyas Kamazik, but it's not in Hilchos Nitzkei Mamon. It's in Hilchos Schirus. And Hezekriah is in Hilchos Shcheinim, meaning sometimes the foundational obligations are so strong, right? The Chiyuv of Shcheinim, you can't measure Hezek between Shcheinim who have mutual responsibility to each other and expectations of each other, the Hagdar of Mazik changes. If somebody accepts to watch your chayfets, so certain things that if he was a stranger and he had no connection, he didn't make any promises to you, you weren't relying on him, that's one thing. But you're relying on him and this happened, right? It changes the Hagdara of Mazik. You have to be careful when you say it. The Rambam in particular, I think, happened to have a pattern in saying this. The Rambam only quotes the Isra L'Hazik, I think, twice in Hilchos Nitzkei Mamon. Both places, in my opinion, because he's expanding what otherwise would not be considered Nitzkei Mamon. It's Nitzkei Mamon because you also have a Chi of Lola Hazik. That's what I call the interface between Yoredeya, Chiyuvim, Isurim. It ends up creating a Hagdar in Dinim Amonis. I think what the Rambam holds is that the chiyuv tzedakah, la'ani, right, whether it's in terms of his tviya, or the chiyuv lahalvos, or the chesed between one member of Klal Yisrael and the other, is such that it generates a quasi-gezel. I don't think a full gezel, because it's still beratzon, and there's still other things that are missing. It's a lekichas mamon shelo kedin, even though it wouldn't have been a lekichas mamon shelo kedin if it wasn't for the fact that there was a foundation of chiyuv lahalvos v'haftal reyacha kamocha. If you to your brother and your neighbor, this is lekichas mamon shelo kedin. To a stranger, it would be not doing an extraordinary chesed. That kind of sliding scale is possible in some cases. I think that's a pshat.
There's a little issue here, and yeah. That is Eved lov lishma.
Yeah.
Bar wants to say that.
Right.
He's God blessed. He's right. Blessed by God. He has special. God shows he likes it. Therefore, he made him a rich man. And then the Gemara, so the whole concept. So it touches on this issue, almost in reverse.
I mean, the Malva's elevated status in a way. I mean, even the Malva's status over the Lova is seen in like hashgacha kind of terms, yeah, and that governs the. That's a very good point. Very good. Now let me talk about the other side or an additional aspect of this for a moment. Sorry? That's I think a particularly big. Yes, I was just going to mention that. Yeah. So I think that's a particularly big hit, even though it reflects a certain, in other words, dine mamonis cavalierness that he has to. I think it's even a bigger hit, obviously much bigger. I don't think so, because I still think you have, because of the Losach mode, foil, I think you have to be working. Well, but I'll put it this way. It works perfectly. What Chaim is saying is, the Rambam there, that's, I'm sorry, I don't have language, but in Paragidach, Hilchos, Eves, Halacha, Dalet, says not only the Malva, but the Lov. And it's much bigger Chiddush. But I just, what I would add was, would be, Kederach. I mean, that's consistent with the Rambam's line of not formulating the Iser Ribis, right, except as a self-evident fact, and saying Kederach in Halacha Gimel. But it's still a very big Chiddush, and I'll try to explain a little better as we go. Just to highlight this in a different way. The Rambam, at least, okay, I've tried to show that there are two aspects to the Rambam, and we'll see this more fully in a few minutes. I've tried to show that, you know, the Rambam begins Hilchos Malva, like Hilchos Matnasanim, and even Perek Dalid, when he speaks about Ribbis, he begins in a certain way, there's a certain pattern, and so on and so forth. But at least he has Dine Ribbis in Hilchos Malva Velova, right? His equivalent of Chosha Mishpat. As we know, the Tur and Shulchan Aruch in its wake deal with Dine Ribbis and Yoredeya. Well, that surely implies some sort of a Iser, Tzedakah, Chesed type perspective. If it was a pure Chosha Mishpat halacha, it should be a Chosha Mishpat. Where is it in the Tur? So it is right after Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And in fact, the Tur begins backwards because of that. Kuf Nun Tes starts with, you're allowed to be Malva Ribba Ribbis for a guy. Then in Kuf Samech, you happen to have it there, Rabbi Willing? If we could just say, if you don't mind, I hate to bother you, but to, you know, Kuf Samech, right, he starts with a very unusual line. He says, since I'm talking about the Ribbis already, so you know what, let's say it's like me, you know. Let's say a few words, and then he goes on for 20 simanim.
Ribbis hold also the other name of a Milsa.
Yeah. And then the Bach, if I could also just bother you. So the Bach says, like, what's going on here? No. The Bach, no? The first one in Kuf Samech?
The first one.
Yeah, in Kuf Samech. Well, the Bach is basically saying, why does the Torah say, what do you mean? And let me say a few words about ribbis. Like, what kind of statement is that? That's how you, you know, in speech class, they you know, that's like an anticlimax already, you know. So he says what bothered the Tur was to justify the Rambam put it in Malva Velova, it's in Bam Metzia, what's it doing in Yoredeya? The answer is it's here because of the guy. Now let me say a few things. Okay, now if you take it at face value, what the Bach is basically saying is it should have been a Chosha Mishpat, but if you ask me methodologically, so the Tur found a way to hang his hat on Yoredeya. But he couldn't have said that one, that's a reason for 20 simanim, you know, on Ribbis. Meaning he had to explain why he really wanted to put it in Yoredeya. Because he understood it's like Shemitas Ksafim, it's Shemitas Ksafim actually, Chosha Mishpat. But it's like Hilchos Tzedakah basically. Or it's really about the contrast between what's right after Hilchos Ribbis? Hilchos Chukas Hagayim. I think it's very interesting. So because of that one little thing to start Hilchos Ribbis backwards, you know, with Akum, you put the whole thing in Yoredeya. That's why he put it there in Yoredeya. I think he wanted to put it in Yoredeya because he understood, based on the Psukim, based on his, maybe, if he agreed, his reading of the Rambam, it's in Hilchos Malva Velova. But it could just as very well be a din in Yoredeya. It's a chiyuv chesed. It's like the Ramban says. It's a chiyuv v'yahavta lo'yacha kamocha. It's about the difference between Klal Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael and interrelationships between Yisraelim and Jewish, non-Jewish. The good relations between Jews and non-Jews. But in a very critical, decisive havchana between them.
It could be also, I'm afraid to say this.
See, I'm not afraid.
Major,
otherwise, I wouldn't have said most of the things I said.
Major battle, beginning in the Middle Ages,
Ribbis. I started with this. Rabbi Chalap, I beat you to it. I Shylocked and I Fagined.
I was outside listening.
Okay. That was my little mada for the...
But I want to tell you something more. In the Catholicism...
The what system?
Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Because they hated that distinction between the Jew and the Gentile.
Yeah.
That they gave up on empires because they right. stood in the way of... Just that one thing interesting.
Right.
They
right.
murdered, they did everything else.
Right.
But the one thing they refused to
We should
do,
write this up, and maybe in
well,
Torah Web.
That's Max Weber. He wrote it up already, so it doesn't
mean... So, well, send it to the Jewish Week.
And that's why, and Shakespeare's thing, the whole thing of the Jew
right, right.
is this ribbus. So that was the one area where they had to...
But that's what I was saying before. I started by saying, 100% I agree with her. I started by saying that, you know, the image of the Jew... has been so negatively impacted by the din of ribbis. But what I was also trying to say, which I'll get back to a little more in the end, is that I think if properly understood, name of this Yoredeya Foundation for Choshen Mishpat is the ultimate in Kedushas Yisrael, the way that we take chesed not just as a good thing, nice thing to do, but as something which defines Kedushas Yisrael, which then turns into a chi of mammon and even a gazelle.
What I'm saying is that chesed for that, I'm saying it. But the thing is why the difference you have in the Rambam and the tour is, because the tour lived through the first year.
Oh, I hear.
The most,
yeah.
That's why he did it. The Rambam didn't even in Muslim country,
could
we
be.
Didn't have the whole issue.
Right, right.
Issue.
Very good. That's a good Hara. Very good Hara. Shkoch. Yeah. The Psukim in Mishlei and Yecheskel, I mentioned in Nach, speak about Toeva. They speak about things that have more than Gezel, but that become, I think, Gezel as well. When the Gemara discusses whether... Ribbis Katsutzas Yosef B'dayanim Machlokes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yochanan. So it was explained the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan seems to be the soft one on Ribbis, right? Because he says it's not Yosef B'dayanim, you know, he doesn't have to pay out. But if you look at the Gemara, right, he doesn't pay out because it's only V'yareza Melokech Ani Hashem, or because it's almost like a Kamle B'dirabamine, you know, you can't, what, he only has to pay out money. It's almost like the money is eclipsed by the worst thing that he did, namely he violated, right, the yesod of chesed and tzedakah. His exploitation isn't just a monetary one, it's about dine nefashos, right? It's neshech basar. So I think it's fascinating. Even Rabbi Yochanan, right, is perceived in that way. Okay, so now let's move on to the next point. Again, I just want to get some of these things in. If I don't get even these marmakomas in fully, I will stop... pretty soon. On the one hand, I've tried to establish that... What's that? You didn't get them? I sent them twice. Okay. But the office apparently only got them once. So I'll try to get you a copy. You know what? I have a copy here. It's my copy. I wouldn't know what I'm saying without them, but...
Here
we go. A little bit. I don't know.
Give me the one with the notes.
That's kind of the little marks are the notes. Okay. I don't have another. But you'll keep me on the straight and narrow. Okay. So on the one hand, I've tried to explain the Psukim Torah Shebetzav, some other things, all of which point to this Yoredeya / Tzedakah Chesed and so on background. If you look at the Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemara, we have a very heavy emphasis on the context of Gezel and Hefsim Mamon already from the very beginning. And again, I think this is a typical Stira between Torah Shebal Sav and Torah Shebal Peh. It's the beauty of the Torah Shebal Peh, you know, understood. Again, there's a range of views on what Ribbis is. I'm trying to develop some of them. But the point is you can't ignore the tzedakah background of Ribbis. That's the Torah Shebal Sav. At the same time, the Gemara was sensitive that it's much more than that and that it produces Gezel. Question is whether it's pure Gezel or something a little bit different. So, of course, we know here the Gemara has this whole discussion. Why do you need psukim? Amar Rava, lamali dekasa rachmat alab ribis lab gezel lab bana tzrichi. So Rashi immediately says that all of these things have to do with chisar and mamon shemachaser is chaveru. And the question is, ezed Gezel, that could be chisar and mamon shemachaser.
Class
here? Yes.
Ooh. Should we go somewhere else, or should
back
we
back to the fifth floor classroom? It should be reserved.
Our usual one seems also been taken away. Last week all, and last week also wasn't. Yeah, we have to find a proper room. Should we go to the?
That's always supposed to be reserved for us.
That's 5:17.
We'll get it back.
Okay. Where do you want to go? Should we go now? Third floor. Okay. I'll try to.
We can go to the bedroom.
Will logic help? Might not. I remember from way back.
You want to paint the screen,
Rabbi. Ooh, excellent. Yeah, I'll start. Okay. So,
there's an extra chorus.
Oh, thank you. So the are we set up with the thing still?
Then went off.
Oh, then went off. Okay, good. We caught all of our banter.
That's right.
So the Gemara here has the this possible overlap between Lama de Kasar Bana Laba Ribis Laba Gezel Laba Ona. So the fact that Ona has to do with Hefsid Mamon is clear. Gezel, of course. And the question is, where does ribis fit in this whole equation? So the Gemara says, "Trichi kasher b'chanel laver ribis b'shem b'kiddush afilu belove also rachmana." This is the line I was referring to before. But how can it be that this is? So Rashi says, "I mean, Rashi would believe." Oh, I'm sorry, I would have waited till you, Rabbi Chalap. I thought you were with us already. I assume that you're always with us. So Rashi says about chisar and mamon. The filo belova also Rachmana. Rashi says, "The ikal lemeimar chidushu shekidsha Torah velo sheosa lechaser is kaveru b'derech acheres." That's our slow. Velav mishum lemechaser who. So the which is very reasonable. Then the Gemara ends up saying that you can't derive from any one of them, but teisa mihanach, right? Ribis is midaite. The kitzur. Then the Gemara says, "Lo rezeker rezel or rezeker rezel." Tzad hashavah shabem shekain gozlo, afani avi gezel. So this is the Gemara, right in the beginning of Ezu Neshech, uses the language of gezel in connection with ona. Question is, do we believe it or not? Two things. In other words, is it retained lamaskana? Gemara in the end says, in Achanami, you could learn Gezel from Ribis and Ona. The only thing is, it's either one from originally Kovitz Masachir, and end up saying Gonef to teach you the Kiddush of Gonef Amanas Lemeka. It's a very strange Gemara anyway, because do we really believe that the Pasuk of Lo Signovu, right, only came to teach us Gonef Amanas Lemeka? I mean, the Rambam, certainly, in the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, starts off by telling you that Lo Signovu is the mokar for Elisa Geneva, not for. Then he has this funny formulation about Gonev Amanas Lemeka Derech Schok. Some people think he thinks it's only Drabanan. Anyways, I think there are some people here who are in my shiurim and Meruba. I see Ariel and Yosef and Noach and probably a few others. So either way, I think the Gemara has to be understood in a very fundamental way, certainly according to the Rambam. And that is that what the Gemara meant was there's something about Gonev Amanas Lemekat which highlights something about Geneva, what we were talking about before, it being a Maisa Veira in addition to being Hefsed Mamon, because Gonev Amanas Lemekat is a case where there really is no Hefsed Mamon. Gonev Amanas Lemekat highlights the real nature and real Mechayev of Geneva, especially if there's no din of Gezela Amanas Lemekat, which seems to be Machlok said. Rambam never quotes Gezela Amanas Lemekat, he only has Geneva Amanas Lemekat, the Shiltos and the print, the old printed Ritva. And Bab Metzia, what Provençal one, we call it the old Ritva now, not the real Ritva. Think it applies to Gezela the Ramban, Bab Basra also think so. But according to the Rambam, there's no din of Gezela Manas Lemekat And the point I'm trying to make very quickly is that the way that the Rambam read this Gemara wasn't just interested in being Begala Milsa a few Pratim. The Gemara was really basically saying, what is the nature of Geneva? And they were saying, we would have known Geneva as Chisar and Mammon from Ribis and Onah. But what we learned from the Pasuk of Lo Signovu is that there's a Geneva that goes beyond Hefs and Mammon, namely, Afilu Amanas Lamekat, where, according to many Rishonim, there is no Hefs and Mammon. He's, and on the contrary, he wants to give the guy $1,000. He's too proud to accept it. So he knows if he steals his object and he has to pay him Kefel, get him an extra $1,000. That's Goneva Amanas Lamekat. Or to annoy.
That is part of the annual, so 2 years up.
What do you mean?
2 years up, he forces him to do it.
That's the other way. That's against it. Not to benefit him, but right.
And
okay.
Nature, and the nature of Goneva changed in that habit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Now, once that's true, so it certainly leaves an open question. So in the end of the day, when we say that Ribis and Ona, is it really true to say Lahalacha that we learn Geneva from Ribis Ona? Or Lamaskata, the Gemara is saying, we don't learn Geneva from Ribis Ona. That's what I'm saying is that the Rambam holds that we don't learn Geneva from Ribis Ona. That's why he formulates it as Geneva. I, the Gemara. The Gemara is telling us, you didn't understand Geneva. Well, you don't want to understand Geneva, then you'll understand that it's a different idea. But we're still left with the question, and had Geneva been like, you know, something more on the more obvious level of just pure Hefsimum, would that have been derived from Ribis? I don't know. And if so, as Gzela or as any, you know, Mamon Shabali Yado Shalo Kadid? And so what I'm asking is, when the Gemara here says this line, I'm asking two questions. Even in the Havamina, when the Gemara says, Ma, Litzada Shava Shaben Shekin Gozlo, do they mean Gozlo here? Literally? Do they mean that Ribis is Gzela? So Rashi says, Rashi rereads the Gemara. Rashi says, one second, where's that line? The Chazar Adin Tzara Shava Shaben Shemechasra Mamon Afani Avi Gezel. Right, if the Gemara says that they're both Gezel, right? Why does Rashi say, go back to the original line in the Gemara that it's Mechasar Mamon? He was stung by the phrase that Ribis is Gezel. He thought it was too much. But that's in the reading of the Gemara. They didn't mean Gezel, they meant the common denominator. It'll be enough. If the Hefsed Mamon of Onah and Ribis, Midaite, is Mechayev you, then Gezel, right, which is Gezel, it's also Hefsed Mamon. It's also Mamon Shalokadin. But the real halacha is Mamon Shalokadin. But in the end of the sugya seems to be saying that really is the Makar of Geneva, and we really know that Geneva is more than that. So that's why I'm bringing in the Rambam. The Rambam didn't read about that. The Rambam said, no, and by the way, Geneva isn't just about Mechasra Mamon. Geneva is a Maisa Deira, there's a certain Rishas Agavra, right? That's why even without Hefsed Mamon, there's a din of Geneva.
Why are you thinking of Geneva as opposed to Gzela? The Gemara says that you've got Gzela, it's kosher to pass a pier.
I don't want to get into
Oshak
and Gai. I'll refer you back to that. Right. I mean, I'm just picking out Geneva because that's the. I'm trying to explain the final line of the Gemara, which is Goni Vamanas Lemekan. But the in Okanami, the relationship to Schar Sachir.
This is the final Gemara.
Right. I'm saying I'll refer you to those Meruba days. We talked about that as well. My point is there are two ways to read the Maskar of the Gemara. Now, in addition to two ways to read the Maskan of the Gemara, we really do find that the Rishonim quote this Shaklavataria, some quote it, some don't quote it. In other words, two things. The Rishonim we'll see in a couple of minutes will say explicitly that in their opinion, Ribis is not Gezel. Yakona the Be'en, it isn't an act of Gezel because it's Midaite. So what do they do with this Gemara? They either read it to begin with like Rashi, or, and also the Maskana, differently. Equally, there are Rishonim who quote this Gemara as a raya that there's a Gezel connection. For example, just briefly, the tour, as I mentioned before, seems to be a little more, and maybe because of Rabbi Chalap's reason also, the discrimination issue, as I say, but Rabbi Chalap noted that, like in, I was saying post-Ramban al Torah and Dvarim, I'm not such a historically minded fellow, but also historically the bigger issue. So the tour begins, and that's why he put it in Yoredeya too. So in a way, It's even like, why isn't there an Issa Ribbis Lagan? And the Bach and others asked, like, why did he feel he needed to explain that? Oh. So the Bach goes on to say something fascinating, which I can discuss in the part two, but that's not for now. What others said, however, in parallel about this, is that the idea that Gezelakum is Asur is the reason for a measure of defensiveness when it comes to Ribbis being Mutter. And what is that based on? Some based on this Shakla Vitaria right here. So, for example, the Rabban in Sefer Mitzvos Shoresh Vav, I actually wrote it down, but I'm not going to. Hakosav Hitir Ribbis Degoy Kimo Abedaso Ugezelo. Right? Rabban there seems to be saying Gezel Akum is only Drabana. Right. Those who shown him all this, the rice. But that's a Machlokas we've shown him. But again, the Ramban is linking, right, the question of Ptur Goy with the problem of Gezel Aku. He also mentions Avedaso. The Ramban is a very nuanced view like the Rambam does. Different emphasis, but I'll show you there are some complexities in the Ramban. This is a great example. He mentions Gzela, he also mentions Aveda. Aveda, as you understand, is not a Din of Gezel. That's more of a Chi of Chesed. The Rajbam Bava Kama, also Ayin with base, Dibra Maslamai. Hutzuch HaKosuv, Heter Goy Beribis. Why did he need to do that? Kibon Shegzelo. Also, I think I have the line here. The Shomer Shema B'nei Noam. Oh, 1 second. My Lav Toshuch, Pirsh Rashi, Pirsh LePerusho. Hutzuch HaKosuv, Lahater Ribis, Tanachri, Afagav, Shegozlo, Asur, Lamanda Asur, Asur. O Shehutzuch HaKosuv, Lahater, Kedar Shehutzuch HaKosuv, Lahater, Bo'na. 2 days in the Rajba. Right? Do you need to be Mamait Goy because Gezel Akum is Osir according to some? Or because you needed a Pasuk to be Mamait Meo? No one thinks so. No, it's Gezel, really. Right? The Dachalo Sashach. These 2 days in the Rajba, we'll see. The second day, it works out very well with the Rajba's general Shita. We'll see in a minute. Bali Tosis, also an Ainoid base. Talk about Bnei Noach. So how do you know? Maybe Bnei Noach are Muzar Beribis. Shema Bnei Noach Muzar Mala Ribis Kamot Shuzar La Gezel. Afagav the Ribis La Yosem Mi Gezel. What do you mean? Quoting the Gemara in Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, because he thought that wasn't the Maskana. Mi Kamokum Kechi Darshin and Perik Dalad Misa So Bnei Noach Muzar Mala Gezel. Mi Kalei Tzagam Velo Gezel Hu Adin the Ribis Vona.
But there you get into the Bnei Noach question. I mean, Losaf, one of the Chinuch thinks, if I call correctly, the Chinuch thinks is also part of the Gezel of Shevitz Bnei Noach.
Would that do with anything?
He thinks that the I know, but we're saying that Gezel for Bnei Noach doesn't have to be limited to Chisar Mammon, it could be anything.
Gezel Bnei Noach may take on different forms.
Yeah,
100%. I'm just saying, what I'm trying to show is that there are three, if you look at the Ramban and Shoresh Vav, the Rajba on Ayin Oed Beis, and Tosfos Ayin Oed Beis, all are talking about the status of Tosfos Ben Noach, the other two, of Agoy, both Ramban and Rajba. And all three of them actually are gingerly, right, relating to the question whether Gezel Akum status is Koveya Lagabe Ribis, and all of them are alluding to this Shaka Vitaria on Samach Aleph Omid Aleph. Okay. Gemara later on where it talks about Malvin, Beribis, and Gazlanim, right, who are trying to do tshuva. So at one point the Gemara says Malvin Beribis, Hainu Gazlanim. Again, if you look at the Farshim there, so what do we mean by that? We mean, the Gemara means to say, no, we don't mean Malvim Beribis, we mean Gazlanim, or Huadin, or is the use of the phrase Gazlanim meant to establish that there really is some sort of Gzela here? The Rambam, as I mentioned, very complex. On the one hand, the Rambam in Perek Yud, he'll say this. Moreover, the Megillas Esther's idea that it's like Losashok, and he doesn't have a separate Hashav, although I think you explain that differently. In addition to that, there's the Shita of the Rambam in Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Gimel. There, we'll discuss that more in a couple of minutes, although my time is pretty much running out soon, but Mechila. There the Rambam speaks about whether there's Mechila in Ribbis, right, on the Gviya level. There's no Mechila that you could take Ribbis. The question is there Mechila you don't have to pay back the Ribbis? So the Rambam uses the expression that it's like Gezel. Question is, does he mean it? I think he means it, but I think he means it's a gezel on the reka. As I said before, I think that's a dialectic. And the Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam uses the language, Imratza Limcho Mimcho, Kederach Shemochel HaGezel. If you can Mochel, does he mean Kederach, meaning, it doesn't have to be Gezel, but for the same reason you can be Mochel Gezel, because the Mechayev is the victim, so the Mechayev is the victim here, or at least he's part of the story. But it's interesting that he uses that expression, as well. The Ramban, I say, also has a very nuanced view on this question of Gezel. The one in Yav Sefer Mitzos, Hashmati Yitzayin. Now, Hashmati Yitzayin is where the Ramban quotes a separate mitzvah of Hashavas Rippus. So the Achronim understood that that's because Ramban holds that it's not Gezel at all. The other evidence in that direction is the Ramban's comment in Devarim, right, which I alluded to before, where he says, you shouldn't think this is discrimination, right? And that's why, we have a double standard for Jews and for non-Jews. So Ramban says, it's not true. You don't find these kind of psukim when it comes to, other such matters. Let me just find the, if I can, I'll try to find the line. Give me a second. Yeah. So in Shikhas HaEssen, I just want to tell you what he really says. So what's fascinating is, on the one hand, the Rambam says that you need a separate assay. On the other hand, he says it's kemo gezel, but he couldn't find any other chiyuv tashlumin other than Gezel. And then he adds, even though this is Baratzon Velo Gezel Nuhu. So the Achronim all understood that one's Eisenach and Ephraim and others, they all understood, oh yeah, the Ramban holds it's nothing to do with Gezel. I'm not so sure. I think he might mean, as I'll explain in a minute, it's not Gezel Gamor, because it's Baratzon. That mitigates it's a moderate Gezel, or it has certain components of Gezel, but not it doesn't have the victim aspect, maybe only the, not the Neshech part, you might say, maybe only the Tarbis part. Or maybe not fully the Chefza Shel Gzela, I mean, it was given Baratzon. There's a comment, Rav Velvel has an interesting comment in the Nishirim on Tmura, which I'll speak about the Gemara in Tmura if I don't get to it today. He says, I don't understand, the whole Gemara in Tmura is, talks about Ribbis also, Abayin Rava, right? Komadom Rachman Lo Sabdi Yavid Mahani, or Lo Mahani. So Rav Velvel says, if you hold like Rava, Yavid Lo Mahani. So that's the Gemara says, oh, that's Ribbis Katsutsa Yotza B'dayani. Right? But doesn't the Lova have the obligation to pay the Malva the Ribbis? No one ever said he doesn't have to pay him. On the contrary, the Gemara in Kedushin Davav says very clearly that he has to pay him. The Gemara says the extra, the Meir Ribbis is a Milva too. I don't say you don't, he doesn't have, the Malva is not allowed to accept it, but the Lova is obligated to pay. So in the these are the stencils. He just said, I don't understand the whole thing. Why is Ovid Lomahani not working on the halva, only on the piron? But the answer seems to be because it's baratzon. That's the gzeres hakasuv of ribbis is that there is no ratzon, because even though he thinks it's ratzon, because it's really anus, which we'll see in a moment, the formulation, the ritva, or it's not his to have ratzon or not. Kalavib, the Torah protects him or other people, so they become the baldavar. Or the idea is, it is Baratzon Alpidin, but. So if you say, it is Baratzon Alpidin, then the but can be one of two things, broadly speaking. But this has nothing to do with Gezel. It's a Chi of Tzedakah, or a Chobes Hagavra, or it's like Macholas Asuros, Shabala, that's also a line which we'll get to. So it's just, your frame of reference is all wrong. Or, it's a form of Gezel, but it's not Gezel B'cheftza. Yes, he owes it to him. He shouldn't keep it. There are aspects of Gzela. It's a, just like Losachmot is a moderate form of Gzela, according to some Rishonim, just like Almanas Lamekat and La'abe. There are different levels of Gzela. Ribbis has some aspects of Gzela. This I'll try to flesh out a little more in the second half, and not others. So when the Ramban here says, it's a Chiv Hashava, it's a separate La, it's a separate Asay, it's like Gezel, even though he didn't steal it. He means it has nothing to do with Gzela, it has to do with Chesed and Tzedakah. And he would put it in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim or in Yaradeya? Or he just means this is a non-typical Gezela, and that's why it needs Gzeres HaKasuv. So similarly, What's fascinating is, in Parshas Bahar again, Ramban in general is very, very consistent in his formulations. In Perek Chafei Pasuk Lamed Hei, Umidrasho Ahadale, speaking of Ribbis Yotzi B'Donim, Ahadale Ribbis Tele Chai Imach, Siva B'Havzaras Ribbis Ketzutza, Ke'inin Sh'omar B'Gezel, V'Heishiv Sagzei L'Asher Gazel. Why do you have to add Ke'inin Sh'omar B'Gezel? Mela in Sefer Mitzvos, at least, is trying to explain why he has a separate mitzvah saseh. Fine. Here's Parashah, it's almost exactly the same language, except he didn't add Afal Pisha Lo Gazel Nu. Sounds to me like the Ramban, right, is saying this isn't classical Gezel, but it has aspects, it's a parallel to Gezel. It's not just a pure Chesed, Chovas Agabra, either. In his Parashah LaTorah, in Devarim, the piece that everybody keeps quoting, do I have it here? It's music to us. It's not. Gamzu mitzvah mevueres, Yosef bekan azara gam lelove, mach enke bechol dine mamanis, shimratzahu lozuk binachas of rashai. Right, he starts off by saying the love is a... Right, anybody who wants to prove it's not Gezel at all always quotes the love. Avon pnei regilis achet, yazir bo gam alove. Like the I mentioned the Chinuch, the Ramban and the Chinuch have that line. Sounds like he's saying that the love. So this is also, why not to say the Lova is Osir because this has nothing to do with Gezel? There could be an answer for that. You could say, even if it has nothing to do with Gezel, it still may have something to do with the Lova. Right, it's still Chiyu, it's still for his benefit, he's still the Mechayiv. That's not such a good kasha. Okay, but it's something. Ubir Bekan, Shia Ribis Anachri Mutter, and then he adds, V'lo Hisker Kein Begezel Begneva, right, Kamo Shomer Bavakama Gezel Goy Osir. So he's contrasting it. Gezel goy is asur, right? But not ribis. Avala ribis hu nasa l'dashneim birtzonam lo nesar l'mitzada achva v'ches. He's not saying it was onus, but he just doesn't know it, right? But what is the mechayiv? Achva v'chesed k'moshet tziva v'yahavta l'riacha k'mocha yishom l'kapenyem l'vavcha b'liayel akein amar l'mani v'rechacha Hashem elokecha. The diuk that I made before, which is a tzedaka, ki chesed v'rachamim yasim achav kasher yuvena b'lo ribis v'teichashiv lo tzedaka. V'chein is shmita chesed b'yachim, ki connects it to shmitas ksafim. So it sounds like the Ramban is rejecting Gezel. Except that if you look at the Ramban of Mechamos, which I had also in the Mar Mechamos, in the sugya of Dor B'chatzero, this I'm going to read one line, and then maybe I'll speak a little more next time. Omer Kosev Yafa Kivin Arav Rabbeinu Ephraim Shadas No Senes Kedvarev Da Ilu Bigzela Dor Bigava Leisle Agra Mine Velo Klum Afil Tafas Midide Koshkem Avak Ribis Hachanami Arminan Yribis Yotze Midin Gzela Karmina De Choshev Gezel Midas Rachmana. So the Ramban, who in Devarim has this beautiful, well-known, you know, amazing Yisod, and it's Sefer Mitzvos. It's not enough, it's not in the rubric of Gezel. And in Perish on Bahar, right? There's another Ramban. Ramban is quoted by the Ritva in Samech Ovid Aleph, right? Second hand. He says, my Rebbe sent and said in the name of the Ramban, but the Ramban said that the Be'en is Nikne, right? The Gemara there says that if you know, if the guy charges ribis and he gives you a ksus, Machlokes is showing what exactly the case is. So you have to give back the ksus because it's pasnish, because people say, oh, it's a ksus of a glima of ribis. That's a Gemara in Sabachay Amadav. So the Ritva says, b'shem Rabo, b'shem Ramban, that why, how come the reasoning is only because pasnish? It doesn't look good. Why not say it's Gezel? And it's not his. It's he can't hold on to it. It's a patient like Zaylash or Gezel. So he says, the Ramban is supposed to have said, you're Kone, it's not Gezel, it's just not nice. How do you know you're Kone, and it's not Gezel? All the usual rayas, which the Ritva also quotes in Yotze B'Deyonim, which we'll get to in a second. The Love, the Yorshim, right? The Yorshim don't have to return it, it's not Gezel. The Love is also Asur. Not only that, if you're Mekadish and Isha, Mekudeshes. And we know it's Machlokes Rishonim. That's the Ritva in Kiddushin. But the Ritva here quotes it also in the name of the Ramban. That's the Ramban, it's not Gezel. But in Mechomos, he calls it Gezel. He says, if it's Asra Rachmana, it's Gezel. What do you mean? What does that even mean? Chashuv Gezel mida Asra Rachmana. Say it's Gezel. Now, it could be that the Ramban is just being inconsistent between Mechomos and Al HaTorah and Sefer HaMitzvos and this report. It's not. Wouldn't be the first time that there is inconsistency in a Rishon. I always prefer to try to, you know, look for a unified theory. So what I want to suggest, and I'll try to explain more as we go on, like the Rambam, but maybe drawing the line at a different place, the Ramban also has a Shita. Ramban thinks it doesn't start as Gazel. You wouldn't, without a separate Gzeres HaKosov, you wouldn't know that there's Hashav. And on some level, it's Beratzon, it's Haskama Beneim. What are you going to say? It is ill-gotten gains. But it's not a chefetz hagazel, like Revelvel said. The guy has to pay it to you. How can it be, if he's obligated to pay it to you, how can it not be yours when you get it? But because of the chiyuv, chesed, v'achva, etc., you shouldn't have taken it. You're not allowed to keep it, at least the financial, the mamon part of it is certainly gazel. If the be'en isn't gazel, the money is gazel. It's a chiluk that the Mishnah Malach makes in another place too. That normally when something is gazel, the be'en is gazel, and then if somehow you use up the be'en, then you have to pay back money, b'toras gazela. Mishnah Malach came up with a new idea to miyashiv certain things. The be'en is a gazel. He thought the other one. The be'en is a gazel. The value, paying back, that's a chovas hashava, but it's not gazel. That doesn't come into the rubric of gazel. Where do you get these compromises from? The Mishnah Melech has another idea. The Mishnah Melech says, only we just don't know if this is one within the context of Gezel or not. Even Palchus Mishavar Pruta, you have to return in Ribbis. Unlike Gezel. So it's more Chomer than Gezel. How could it be? Well, if it starts off as a Chovas Gavra, but then aspects of it turn into Gezel, you might even get a Chumra. But we'll get back to that. The point I'm trying to make is that the Ramban, if you put all the Rambans together, once again, it seems like this might be different than the Rambam. With the Rambam, I think it's the foundation of Chesed which creates a Gezel. And for the Ramban, I think it's also that there are dimensions of Gezel, but it's a very unusual kind of Gezel. And it's a Gezel inyan kama dvarim, and not only in other things, depending on what you focus on, etc. Okay.
In Gezel too, there's some discussion about the possibility. I think in Harman at least, the possibility that you might say that the Gazlan would be Kona the Chavitz where we just had left it on the pure kosher Mishra levels only because of the Mitzvah's behavior.
Yeah, 100%. So that's the Chavitz Shogaza.
Yeah.
I mean that's Rav and Rava. That's a famous.
The Maran Sanhedrin. Yeah.
The Maran Sanhedrin and you know countless Akum. That's the Nesibis's board about Gezel. Even Gezel Akum is Asur, but ironically, you know, in a way. You know, it comes out even more chamor because there's no hatred of it's like Zeilos or Gozal, so you should get Malchus for it. You know, because, you know, again, normally we say, and that's a pshat in the Rav and the Rav, the Chovas HaShava is what limits the Kinyanic Zeilos. So 100%, that's what I meant when I said there are other configurations, Almanas HaMekat, Almanas HaAbed, right? Some have Kinyanic Zeilos, not Chiyuvig Zeilos, Chiyuvig Zeilos, not Kinyanic Zeilos. What I'm suggesting here is that there might be Kinyanic Zeilos. Right? In this case, even with the Chiyuv HaShava, because he has a Chiyuv to give it, and it was Ba'askama. So what are you going to say? The Kinyanim are complete. Gazan also has Kinyan. The only thing is, there's a Chovas HaShava. So it sounds like it's not Gezel at all, but it really is Gezel Le'inyan, the value that you have to pay him back, as opposed to the Be'en, etc. That's how you get these, you know, seeming hybrids.
Even within Gezel's
head. That's exactly what I'm saying. Okay, now. It's getting late. I really shouldn't go further. So I'm just going to, let me just speak for 1 minute. I'm going to leave the Mechila part, even though it's very, very critical to all this. I'm going to leave Mechila and Tvi out for a minute. I just want to speak about the specific Shitos of Yotze B'Dayanim, one aspect of it, and then we'll continue with this part of it next time. Okay. So the Gemara here is a Machlokas. Whether Ribis Ketutza, I'm going to skip to that, just very quickly, just this part. Yotze b'dayanim or not. And one could have thought that gufa is the question. If it's gezel, it's yotze b'dayanim. If it's some sort of a yoredeya chiyuv tzedakah, so you should do it, but it's not necessarily yotze b'dayanim. As we know, It's not so simple. Number one, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, as I explained, depends on which limud. Some sound like Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's too chamor for mamon, as opposed to saying it's only a chovas iser of achva or arvus. The question also is whether or not midrash Rabbi Yochanan nishma l'rabbanan. It's fascinating. So the Ritva on Sugya of Ruz Ketutzi Yotz Medianim says that, well, it is a gezel. It can't be gezel. So if it was gezel, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't argue. So, again, midrash Yochanan nishma l'rabbanan, because that's good for the argument between Rabbi Yochanan, right, and the Rabban. That's the Ritva's argument. For regard to Rabbi Yochanan in general, it's an interesting question, whether there's a chi of lotzei sidei shamayim. Or does Rabbi Yochanan think that it's, you know, pata legamri, or at least lechatchila, you should give it back? And again, if it's a kind of a kamalei bedrabba, it's particularly acute because, as we know, many Rishonim think that kamalei bedrabba has chi of lotzei sidei shamayim. Now, also, there are two times, I'm assuming for a moment, for this to be meaningful, that we're talking about the chi of lotzei sidei shamayim, which isn't just a hilchos deos, you know, requirement, like it's a good thing to do, but is one which is relevant, that Bezdin can't implement, maybe because it's baratzon, you know, and it that aspect of Zelim, he has kinyanim, like we said, or other things. But, and he has a chiyu, but, substantively, there's a chiyu of lotzei sidei shamayim, because it's in some respect, it's gezel, right? So it's fascinating, the Palitosis say there's no gezel, according to Rabbi Yochanan. There's no, sorry, lotzei sidei shamayim according to Rabbi Yochanan, but the Rivan says that there is. And there's an equally fascinating argument, which is something, I don't know if Roshachter wants to talk about this, somebody else. You know, everything we're talking about so far is Ribbis D'Oraisa, right? Whatever we say, we finish with Ribbis D'Oraisa, then comes, you know, what is this? Is it Cain D'Oraisa, the Ribbis D'Rabbanan? Are there different types? What is it? So here's a great example of it. Mechila, the Rambam, is an example of it, Rambam the Ravid. Here's another great example of it. The Rishonim debate what the din is about Avach Ribbis, which is any Yotzeh B'Dayanim. We pass like a Blazar, the Ribbis Ketus is Yotzeh B'Dayanim. But if you hold Rekab Yochanan, it's any Yotzeh B'Dayanim, then there's a Machlokas, but there's a Chiv Latzis Sidei Shemayim, as I mentioned, which I think is very important. Now the question is, we pass like a Blazar, but we still have in a Yotzeh B'Dayanim and Avach Ribbis, is that depend on Rabbi Yochanan? That's what we say, not like the Ritva said, mid Rabbi Yochanan Nishmal Rabbi Lazar, conceptually, but mid Rabbi Yochanan Biribis Ketutza Nishma, right? Avak Ribis is like Rabbi Yochanan's Ribis Ketutza, or maybe not. Maybe it's either less or more. Why would it be less? Because it's only Drabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan's dealing with the Nisa D'Oraisa. Why would it be more? Because we pass in Ribis Ketutza's Yotze B'Dayanim, so if you really want to be Cain D'Oraisa, then it would be more. So that's Machlokas Rishonim. So the Rajba Alatar says, this doesn't tell us, there's no nafkamina to the argument whether there's a lotzei sidei shamayim for Rabbi Yochanan, because we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Ran says, not true. There's a huge nafkamina, Avak Ribbis, because whatever you say for Rabbi Yochanan and Ribbis, that's what you'll say for Avak Ribbis. The Shulti Giborim is mistopic if that's true. The Shulti Giborim says, no, I can think that, he says the other way. I think maybe Avak Ribbis is worse than Rabbi Yochanan's Ribbis, because we paskin like Rabbi Lazar. So the real Cain D'Oraisa would be Yotze B'Dayanim. Oh, it's not Yotze B'Dayanim, it's not D'Oraisa, but at least it's Lotze Sidei Shamayim. Similarly, in discussion of Mechila, whether it's Mechila, so the Rambam equates Ribbis D'Rabban, Ribbis D'Oraisa, the Raibid seems to draw a Chilitz. That's a big issue for future topics, etc. Anyways, so one issue is Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. It's also possible the Gemara in Tmura quotes the argument of Blazer Rabbi Yochanan in the context of Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. The Pashtus, you would think that Yavid Lo Mahani is a kind of gezel. It works better with gezel. You say, oh, it's Torah says you can't do it, and they mean that you can't do it not just as a Chovas Agavra or Nisa Gavra, but because it is something that shouldn't be done, namely it's gezel, or its equivalent. So Yavid Lo Mahani. But if you hold Yavid Mahani, right? So what? Again, according to what we just said now, we have two middle categories of Ribbis being, it's a gezel built on the Chovas Agavra of Chesed, right? Or it's a gezel, but maybe you have Kinyanim in the ban, because it's still a gezel, which is, where else do you have a gezel, which is Baratzon and Bechovas HaLoveh, right, and so on and so forth. So it's a lot trickier. But Machan Ephraim at least understood that the argument between the application of Mihani and Lomahani would point in the direction of Gezel. According to what I'm saying, there's plenty of reason to think Lomahani or Mahani, no matter what you hold. I hope that's clear. I'm just trying to do the shorter version. The Gemara in Bava Kama, we'll get to the Gemara in Bava Kama in a second. Okay. Maybe I'll leave the book. Okay. There are two other aspects of this topic. We possibly like Rabbi Lazar. And here we find a big machlokas Rishonim. What do we mean when we say Yotze B'dayon? So the Shitas HaRambam is that Yotze B'dayon means Kishmo Kein Hu, means we force him to pay. And if he doesn't pay, we confiscate his property. We Yorid L'Nechasov. The Rambam compares it to Gezel, right, in the context of Mechila. And as we know, in Hilchos Eidos. That doesn't surprise us. The Rajba, both in his Chidushim and in the Tshuva, says that's not true. You're not Yorid L'Nechasov, you're only Kofa, and he quotes the Gemara in Ksuvis, Kofanoso, Ajitetze Nafsho, right, Liknos, Lulav, Livnos, Sukkah, etc. The Rajba says this has nothing to do with Gezel. That's why before when the Rajba talked about Akum, he had two Deos, worked the second one, compared to Aveda as opposed to Gzela. The Rajba says it's a Chovas HaGavra. That's the famous Shitas HaRajba. The Ritva Alatar, discussing the question of Mechila, right, quotes various Rishonim as well. So the Ritva quotes Rabbo, presumably the Ra'a, who felt that Gzela is not, I'm sorry, that Ribis is not Gezel at all. It's a Chovas HaGavra. Not only is it a Chovas HaGavra, but he had the more extreme formulation to say that it sounds like it almost has nothing to do with the Lova. The Lova is Eichatimsi. The fact that the Lova is also Chayiv shows he's not the victim. Moreover, the fact that you're not Yored Liorshim to collect also proves that it's not a Din in Gezel. Right? This, of course, is consistent with the Ritva rites in Samachayim and Aleph, and in Kiddushin, where he has some of the same rayas in each place, about Kiddushin is Kal, the Gemara in Samachayim and Aleph with the Glima, the money belongs to him, it's not Gezel. At one point, the Ritva says, however, when it comes to the question of Mechila, that might be a different issue, but maybe here there's a difference between Mechila Lifne Gvia, Lifne Piron, in other words, so that he will pay, and Mechila, that you won't have to return after he paid. So the Ritva says, in the name of the Ra, that might be because maybe the real din of Lova is that his Haskama, his Das, is bonus. I assume he means that financial duress, I mean, he really needs the money, he doesn't really want to agree to this exorbitant, you know, interest, but what can he do? So it seems like it's midas shneim, and on some level it is midas shneim, because in Kol Torah Kula that's not considered, it's not taluy v'zav in here, right? It's a special din of, let's say, onus, that's the chiddush haTorah of ribbis. He looks like he's agreeing, he says he's agreeing, we don't agree for him because we think he's coerced. That's the case. Then you could even go back to the, it's interesting, then you could even go back to the Gezel model. But what's interesting is that the Ritva has two extremes. He has that perspective. Then he has the other perspective, which says this is not Gezel at all. Not only is it not Gezel, he compares it to Macholos Asuros. It's like you ate a Dvar Iser. You should be made, you should spit it out. You're Bolei a Dvar Iser, you should spit it out. You should give it back. The din of Ribis Ketutza Yotze B'dayanim is a din in Hakoas Blias Iser. So what I'm trying to show is Mikatzeh, Elakatzeh, right, we have several Shitas Rishonim. Some Rishonim say this is Gezel, it's Yotze B'dayanim, not only is it Befanav, but even Shelo Befanav. Other Rishonim say, like the Rajba, there's no Yerida Shelo Befanav. The Ritva, when he quotes the Ra'ah, says it isn't Gezel, and that's why maybe it's not Nitan the Mechila. I'll speak about Mechila and Tviya next time. But what's fascinating is, he doesn't go as far as the Rajba. If you compare the Ritva and the Rajba, the point I'm trying to make here is, you will find that each one is more extreme on a different point. The Rajba is of the opinion that there is no chiyuv klape the lova at all, right? And therefore, there is no, this is a chavos agabra, and that's the end of the story. There's no, this kviya b'mitzvos, and that's all there is. The ritva does not seem to go that far. Ritva seems to be acknowledging that even if there's a chovas hagabra, it's a chovas hagabra to the love. The Ritva never says there's no yirida l'nechasa. So here's is a big... I'm sorry? Unless I'm mixing up the two formulations. One second, let me just check. Here's a Ritva. Samech Aleph Omid. Aleph, Malahanach. Maybe I'm mixing them up. The Talmud Dvarim Omer Morin Neru, the Tfias Ribis Lohavik Shar Tfias V'Gezel V'Ona. It's interesting, even though the Gemara compared to Gezel and Ona. The Islay Al Chavre Shibud Mamon, El Chivu Shechiv Akosav Lahachsir Isar Shabola. Teidad, Rabbi Yochanan Savad Ribis Katsutse Niyotu B'Layanim. That's the Rabbi Yochanan Nishma Rav Elazar. The Gamma Divra Kolim, Mace Bonav Paturim, Ela B'Davar Mesuyim, Ebnei Kvod Avim Bova. Vila B'Gezel V'Ona, Bonav Chaya Avim Kishiniach Achrayis Nechasim. Levad Yitamit Karam, the Chiyuv Drama Leir Achmana, Hu Ukinyan Chov. Here's where it gets tricky.
But then he
wants to, yeah. So he has it, the Ukinyan Chov, Lamandamar Prius Balchov Mitzvah, you're right. Shibud Alabdar, right? This is the line I meant. The Ritva basically deals with the following question. Even if you hold that it's not Gezel, it could still be a chiyuv klape the lova, and that seems to be the view, certainly, of some rishonim, including I think the Ramban. The you're correct. The Ra'ah himself initially compares it to prias balchov mitzvah shibud alav daraisa, but prias balchov mitzvah shibud alav daraisa, you're obligated to the lova. It's just not right. There's just no shibud. But he seems to be adopting this formula. I'm not sure. Oh, we'll see in the end. Oh, the hasam ika din mamul lechaveiro. You're right. It's umahani mechila. In the case of prias balchov, it's a chovas hagavra, right? Not a chovas mamon, but it's a chovas hagavra to klape the lova. He's the mechayev is the lova, the malva in that case. Sorry, the acher. Aval hacha l'shamayim uchayev. The kivin shekain lo toil mechilas chaveiro, the chenikar. Right, correct. I'm sorry. So he has the other extreme. In other words, this is bliasi sir. It's macholas. It's just beno levenatzmo. It's fascinating in the world of tzedakah. Right. We also find parallel issues and formula. Even if you say tzedakah is, some people think it's like malva v'lova, as I mentioned, Radvaz, Ritva, partially the Rambam. Others say no, it's a chovas tzedakah. Of the Ashir. You know, they quote the Gemara in Bava Basra, you know, Bnei Ma, you know, why did the Rabbanu Shalom make Aniyim, Kadesha, you know, Nitzal Anu Midina Shal Gehenim? Nothing to do with the Ani, he'll get his anyway. It's a Chovas Hagavra, it's a mitzvah. The Onain, you know, they discuss whether Onain is Potter Mitzadaka or not. Okay. Anyways, the point is, there can be a Chovas Hagavra, but one which is Klape, the Lova. There can be really three levels. There can be gezel, and gezel of different varieties. There can be a mechayiv of chavero, and then there can be a chovas hagavra klape chavero. That's just part of the hagdara. And then there can be just a chovas hagavra, where the chavero is a hechetimtzi. Let's say four levels. That seems to be the debate, the various levels of gezel and the various levels of chovas hagavra here, both with respect to mechila. I'll flesh out when I in part two, mechila and tviya, as well as whether you're roreid b'fonav or not. So one of the nafkaminas is, I'll just mention it and maybe we'll elaborate later on, meaning in the second part, is the following question. All the achronim ask this question. They say, good, let's say you hold like the Rajba or the Ritva, let's say you hold like this group of Rishonim that think it isn't Geza. And it's a chovas hagavra, right? So you can do kfiya, but you can't be yorid l'nechasa because the model is the Gemara in Ksuvas HaPeches. But why do you say what the Ramban said in Bava Basra, in the end of Bava Basra? There we talk about Priya Balchov Mitzvah. So the Ramban says, you know what? Even though it's only kfiya, the mitzvahs because priyas balchol mitzvah, and there's no shibud daraisa, but nonetheless, mitoch shatokofehu begufo atakofehu bimamono. So the ksos in Simin Lamed Tes, and again in Simin Reish Tzadi, says, why don't we say these same, whatever, when it comes to tzedakah, when it comes to hanakas eved, and when it comes to ribis katsutza, he says, whatever the Rishonim say, like the Rajba, that all you can do is kfiya, but you can't be yorid than a chasav, why don't you apply this principle, mitoch atakofehu begufo atakofehu bimamona? How come sometimes we say it and sometimes we don't? So I think that this is a great example, or this is a good, I'm going to leave the details for another time, for when we come back, but this is the Ksos, the Nesivos, the various poskim and Shulchan Aruch say different things. I think it's exactly the range that we're interested in. There are Rishonim who think that Ribis Katsuta is Gezel Gomor. Aye, what about the Lova? He's on to us. It's ironic that, right, that's why I got mixed up a little bit, that the Rabbeinu has actually both the opposite elements. Or it's a low plug, hergel, whatever it is, or it's a yoredeya based gezel, and then you have to figure out which dinim depend on the result, which dinim depend on that foundation, or go to that foundation. I'll give you an example of that as we conclude in just a minute. Then there's the view that it has mixas dine gzela, not others, because it is baratzon, it is a kova, right? It just like gzela has different, you know, configurations. Gezalakum is different, and Mekat, and La'abed, and Shol Shalomidas, and so on. So here, too, it's an adjusted Gezel for its particular circumstance. That's all within the Gezel realm. Then within the other realms, so we could say, it's Macholos Asuros and Achovos Agavra, there's no Klape, there's certainly no Mechayev of Chavre. Then you're not going to say, Mitoch Shet Kofeu Begufo Kofeu B'mamona, according to many poskim. If it's more, when did the Rabban say mitoch shekofeo begufo, kofeo bebono? He said on Prias Balchov mitzvah without a shibudim. Exactly what the Ritva is quoting here as a chiluk, there it's not only that you have a chiyuv klapov, he's the mechayiv. And if he's only the chiyuv klapov, we'd still say the monetary aspect is, but if it's macholos asur, so you have to be meki the bliyas, which is a fascinating way to look at ribbis too. Right. If you call it Gezel, it's fascinating. If you call it Machol's Asuros, it's fascinating. If you say it's a Chi of Chesed, you should do it. Okay. That's less fascinating. But the evidence points to these extremes. So then you might say, oh, what's Hanukkah? Hanukkah Seved. Right? What is Tzedakah? Tzedakah, this is a huge issue. Right? Whether you can be Yored Befanav, not Shalom Befanav. It's Macholkas. Shochad, the other thing that they compare, Shochad of Adayim, right? Both in terms of Tviya and in terms of this issue, right? The question is, what is the nature of this Kovas Hagavra, Klapov, he being the Mechayiv, etc.? Similarly, with this will, part of the Gemara's discussion in Ribis Katsutza is the flip side. I mentioned that the Rambam, and this is part of my remes to his complex Shita, when he tells you the Ribis is Yotzeh b'dayanim, and he does it in that funny way, so he ends off by foreshadowing the next halacha, telling you, by the way, the Banav Hayarshim, they're exempt, they don't have to pay back the Ribis. And then he repeats it again, the next halacha. So I suggest it because he wants you to know this is an unusual gazelle. Right? The fact that Banim, Yarshim, are excluded is quoted by all the Rishonim who say it's not gazelle. They all prove it from here. What do you do with that proof? Moreover, the Gemara Bava Kama on Kufyud Beis connects Banav's obligation to the question of Rishus Yorish ke Rishus Lokeach, yes or no. So Tosis Alatar says, what's Rishus Yorish ke Rishus Lokeach got to do with whether Rivas Katsutza is Yotze B'dayanim and the children have to kick in? What's one have to do with the other? Right? That's Gezel, says Tosis. I'm not going to read it because it's too late. Divrei Masa Afalpi. Tosis says, in Gezel we understand Shinu Yerushus, Yiyush. What's that to do with Ribis? The Tosa says, oh, you see from here that Ribis Katsutza is a Din Gezel. And the Gemara is saying it depends on Shinu Rishus. Okay, that's great. And Tosa Bab Metzia, Samach Beis, also seems to think it's Gezel, Lashita Sam, real Gezel. But what do you do according to the Ramban and according to the on the Ritva and the Rajba? What do you do with that Gemara? Ah, what do you do with the general din that the children don't have to pay back lahalacha? I'm saying the Rama meant that as an inner limit, even though he's working with Gazel. And what do you do with the connection to Rishus Yorishus Rishus Hogeach? So just very briefly, the Tosas Shan said, "Oh, it's Exeris Hakasav. It's a special hafka, right?" And it works so nicely also, the Shakla Vitari of Tmura, as I mentioned. Right. I think what one could say is as follows. Number one, even if it's a Chovas HaGavra, I think one thing to say is that if it's a Chovas HaGavra, the way to read those Gemaras is Rishus Yoresh Kishus Lokeach isn't because of the din of Shina Rishus, Yush and Shina Rishus. That's a Gezel Halacha. What the Gemara is measuring is two things. Number one, they want to know, how do you look at it as a Yoresh come Tachas Aviv or not? These are Chovas HaGavras. Does the father's Chovas HaGavras get switched to the son? So the din of Rishus Yoresh, Rishus Lokeach, has two issues, related issues. In Ilchos Gzela, the question is it a different Rishus? But it also reflects something about the nature of Yerusha. Namely, if a Yoresh is Omeid B'Makom Aviv, he wears his father's hat, right? So A, that's not considered Shina Rishus L'Inyan Gzela. But the father's Chovas HaGavras are relevant to the child because he's only taking it but Torah's his father.
Most folks could ask you that the Shibud HaGuf doesn't transfer even Mandamar.
Well, there are different notions of what a Shibud HaGuf is. I mean, Shibud HaGuf for what? Right. I mean, the Shibud HaGuf for the Chovas HaGavra of Ribbis doesn't have to... You can call it Shibud HaGuf. I mean, I'm using it as a Shibud.
But in this context...
Yeah, I know. I don't want to get into Rabbeinu Tam and the Tumim and all those things. What I'm saying is, and maybe that's because we don't paskin Rishus Yoresh, right? Lav Krishus Lokeach. But the point I'm trying to make is, even if it's a Chovas HaGavra, you might very well say that that's the Tli in the Gemara. And Tosas Shan says, it's Exeris, even if it's Gezel, it's Exeris HaKasu. That's one direction. And the other direction, Rishus Yoresh, Rishus Lokeach will determine whether it's a Chiyuv. But I'd like to go a step further and say that if you hold like the more nuanced views, whether it's the Rambam or the Ramban, etc., so this is a Gezel, but it's only a Gezel because he had a Chovas Tzedakah to begin with. Right? It's a Gezel built on his Chiyuv Chesed. If it wasn't for the Chiyuv Chesed, there wouldn't be a Gezel, like I said about Poshea Kemazik. If it wasn't Uchos Schirus, it wouldn't be Mazik, and if it wasn't Uchos Shechenim, it wouldn't be Hezek Ria. So the point is, how's that expressed? Banim, from the Banim's point of view, this isn't Gezel. The guy owed money to their father, and he paid it. And it was Beratzon. Where's the Gezel? The money isn't Gezel. Where's the Gezel? The Gezel isn't the improper taking of the money, or charging of the money, right? And that's very much a personal matter, but he should have done this chesed for free. It's his gezel. So the Gemara says, so two things. Number one, it's a gezel, but it's a gezel that doesn't transfer to the next generation. Maybe that's what Tosas Shams meant, I don't know. And it may depend whether Rishus Yoresh or Rishus Lokeach in that same sense.
Tosas Shams writes the Zafkar on the Shibun HaChasim. It sounds mamish, meaning there is a Shibun HaChasim.
But the Gzeres HaKasav is to take it away. He sounds like it's Gezel, but it's against the normal rule. That's why I said it before in that way. I'm going to say you could say it's a different kind of a... But when the Gemara keeps quoting, and the Gemara in Tzmur also says, you know, Dafka the father, Dafka him and nobody else, that's the question, how we really understand. So Rishus Yoresh, Rishus Lokeach, that's exactly the point. So the Ramah, just this is my final point for today, the Ramah in the Shittu Kavetzes in Bava Kamma says, in my opinion... If the children took the, let's say the father didn't collect the ribbis. This is an amazing thing. Let's say the father and the lova had a ribbis agreement, shalokadin, and then the father died, and now the children want to collect the ribbis. Doesn't say in the Gemara that they could do that. So Ramah says based on the pasuk that they're called vayikach or whatever. In my opinion, the children can collect the ribbis because they're not the ones who charge the ribbis. Wow. Anyway, it's a chiddush. He says it's only for the father, ribbis. But maybe the point is, again, this is a... I don't know whether you have to go that far, but the point is, this is a gezel that's built off of the din of an Issa Ribbis to begin with, right? He didn't do that, but there's a debt. That's the Gemara that's what Rav Elbel pointed out. The Gemara in Kiddushin says it's a chov. The Gemara in Bamitzia talks about a shtar shel ribbis. It is a chov. He owes him the money. In Mekach, he'd be able to collect it. From their point of view, it's Mekach. They weren't involved in this non-chesed transaction. So this the Hashkafa point in the end, just to say, again, whether or not we consider this Macholas Asura Shetzarech Lahaki, and especially if we consider this either actual Gezel, given everything, but I think even more so, a nuanced Gezel, based on the Chiyuv of Tzedakah V'Chesed, I think what it really highlights is this notion of halacha and the role that it plays in our lives as something which, you know, not just prescriptions, you do this, it's a good way of life, an efficient system, a spiritually productive system. The Torah demands of us that we really, you know, recast our whole perspective, and that the hagdaros, which are typical in the world, don't apply to Klal Yisrael. What to everybody else looks like a chesed, you know, is a right, and then it turns into even a gezel. I always like to quote, you know, the beautiful Ibn Ezra about Los Achmod, where he talks about, you know, people's commitment being on such a level that, you know, it defines, you know, it affects them physically, you know, just like people don't obsess about, normal people don't obsess about things that are beyond their grasp. So that's the way, you know, people should look at Torah mitzvos, Yisurim. You should look at it as it's like the, you know, the plebeian serf, you know, who wants to marry the queen. You know, it's an insanity. That's a credible madrega, obviously. It's a very powerful thing. But in a sense, the idea that, you know, b'haftal riacha kamocha, that your relationship to Klal Yisrael is such that it can turn what in normal terms is like a regular financial, I'm taking a loss by giving you a money and not getting ribbis for it. Never mind Shemitah's Ksafim. And not only is that, you have that right, and not only that right, but I'm a Goslin. A nuanced Goslin, but a Goslin. It reflects exactly how transformative the halacha and the system is. The Yom Narayim is a time when, you know, we recommit to all of that, and not only to doing it, but to being defined by it. So I want to wish everybody Ksivach Sima Tova. Again, it was long again, I'm sorry, but again, when I continue, I'll pick up on some of these marmakomos and some of the other issues that I mentioned in the Agdama as well.